I'm sorry, three games against the Colt 45s. He was 1-for-10 with a double. First, this pitch swung on line towards short. Root catches it off his shoe top. Saw a little bit of snow cone on there. Hey, but it's still a line out. And that's out number one.
Now batting number 57.
They'll bring up Noah Otero.
Noah.
Otero. Right-handed batter. Slender hitter. Takes the first pitch high and away. Fastball, 1-0. Otero looked back at the public address announcer who was struggling with how to say his name, and he kind of mouthed it, and he got it. Takes the next pitch. That one's a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes. Umpire is telling the batter to stay in the box. They're using those rules. You're not to step out and take 20 seconds because Milligan likes to work in a nice pace. 2-0 pitch, that's over for a called strike. Otero at the plate out of Woodland, Pioneer High School. To 2-1 pitch, takes a big cut at the off speed, misses that one, 2-2. Asks for time, and again, that's because Milligan is really, he likes to get in the groove, likes to work quickly. That fastball tried to induce him away, but he takes it for ball three. The count runs full. It's a pretty good-looking fastball. Again, still some shadows starting to come across the pitcher's arm, so we may see that being difficult. That's the off-speed swung on and missed. Looked like a slider. It was up. Maybe the curve, a little bit of a slower pitch, not a slider, so that was strike three. First strikeout of the game for Milligan. And out here at the ballpark, they have the beer batter that they designate for the game for the grown-ups. And if he strikes out, then that inning, you get a discount on your beer the rest of the way. It's a good deal for the suds drinkers. That brings up David Miller. The catcher takes the first pitch. Curveball looked good, but just a little low. A ball and no strikes. Next pitch fouled off, right side, out of play.
Number two, David Miller.
That's a fastball, and he just kind of, that was a mercy swing there, just fouled it off, and it was a line drive off the bumper of a car. I could actually see that. But hey, bumper held up fine. A bumper is preferred over a windshield any day. I needn't tell you that. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That's a fastball. Again, fouled off first base side. Nice little short stroke for David Miller. He caught the first game between the two clubs, 0-for-2.
Hey, I told you the park's over there.
Next one, swung on, missed. That is strike three. So Miller goes down, and 1-2-3. Here in the second, that's more like it for Colby Milligan. So we head to the top of the bottom, of the second inning. No score. Ringtails at the Colt 45s. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the second inning, it'll be catcher Brett Bellow, DH Kyle Schrodel, and third baseman Colby Harrison facing the Ringtails lefty, who, frankly, we're getting kind of tired of his strikeouts. Nick Sanderson has now pitched three innings in two appearances this year against the Ringtails, and all nine outs have been via the strikeout. I certainly don't expect that to continue in this start. His previous one was a two-inning relief appearance, but it does indeed tell you he's got good stuff. We mentioned he is signed to go to Simpson. Bellows standing in. Right-handed batter catching tonight. Big wind, and that's an off-speed over for a called strike. Brett hitting .333 in five games since joining the club from Sac City. Scored eight runs in those five games. And he's gotten on base, too. A .556 on-base percentage. Hitting in that five spot tonight. Still no Chris Brew. He's now missed two starts because of a thigh injury or a leg injury. It's not serious. He is available to pinch hit tonight, but they appreciate Bellows' production, and so they've moved him up. That was kind of a half-hearted swing on a pitch up. He didn't want it once he started, and he couldn't stop. So the count now, a ball and two strikes. Schrodel on deck, Harrison in the hole. 1-2. Fastball, bounce towards short. Not going to be a strikeout this time. Fielded the throw, and Otero got it. So, for the first time in the two appearances, we can stop talking about that now. An out via something other than a strikeout. One down, and Kyle Schrodel comes to the plate. Schrodel hitting .259. No homers, four runs batted in. He, too, good on-base percentage of .412. The UPrep star wears batting gloves on both hands. Awaits the first pitch. Off speed, over for a strike. So he's changing it up a little bit. First pitch, curve balls for strikes. This is just the first time through the order. So a lot of times you'll see pitchers wait to establish that pitch, but certainly it's a good one. That's fastball, just a little bit low, 1-1. Schrodel had a good night against the Ringtails. That first game was 2-for-2 with two runs scored. 1-1 pitch, fastball away, 2-1. Both pitchers, at least when they're in their wind, are working quickly. Sanderson was working a little slower when he was in the stretch. Two ball and one strike count. Winds the lefty, rocks, and delivers. That's a curveball and missed a little low. Tried to get Schrodel to go fishing, and he didn't. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled that one back. He was looking for something else. Just might have taken a little bit off of it. Fouled it back into the parking lot. 3-2. Colt 45's Coach Biz over at third base. Coach Miller over at first. Here comes the payoff pitch. To Schrodel. Fastball swung on and missed. Fouled off. I said miss because I didn't hear it. You know why I didn't hear it? Because it's not smoothies. The shaved ice machine is working now. And sometimes you just can't hear the foul ball when the shaved ice machine is working. 3-2 pitch. Winds and delivers off speed. Gets it to the third baseman. Castaneda fields the grounder, makes the long throw over to first. For out number two. He kind of reached out and just made contact, pulled it around. He was a little fooled, it looked like, but he made good contact. Castaneda was up to it. And that'll bring up Colby Harrison with two down. Colby, stepping into that third base role, looked good and comfortable in that position yesterday. It was 1-for-4 yesterday and looked very strong in the field. He's here as both a pitcher and a a player in the field. He didn't join the club until after these two teams had met the first time around. Right-handed batter Harrison batting with the bases empty, hitting 250 in his now third game as a batter. Just four official at-bats, two runs and a hit. Two runs batted in, though, and three walks in those offensive games. Almost hit him inside, pushes him back a little, 2-0. Sanderson's been getting out in front of hitters. Not the case here. It's been a good weekend of baseball. It didn't start off greatly, obviously. There are a couple of tough losses. Next pitch misses. Ball three. A couple of tough losses to the Crabs, but a sweep of Chico. A lot better about your Colt 45s, and I know they're feeling a little better about themselves. 3-0 pitch coming to Colby Harrison. Fastball, that one's over for a called strike. Yep, that's the shaved ice, if you're wondering at home. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Winds and delivers. Fastballs fouled back, out of play. We've got quite a run on foul balls tonight already. Sanderson, 19 strikes, 14 balls. He's gone deep into the count, but he has pitched in front, 3-2, and he's got those first three by strikeout. That one, he bounces up there. It was an off-speed, ball four. So Colt 45s with a chance to get a two-out rally going here. Harrison walks again. That is his fourth walk in just his third game offensively. That'll bring up Jordan Akins at second base. Marquez off tonight. Jordan played second last night. Hit by pitch. Walked a couple times. One at bat and a run scored. He pitched against this Ringtails team the first time around. Takes the first pitch in the dirt. A ball, no strike. Suddenly Sanderson, with 2 outs here, is showing he's human. Pretty good lead over at first. Harrison's got good speed. That one misses, 2-0. So in just an inning and two-thirds, that's 36 pitches already that Sanderson has thrown, going deep into those counts to get the strikeouts. The strikeout is not always your friend if you're trying to go deep into games. That breaking ball, it misses. Three balls, no strike. Andy Bayena is on deck. Harrison, pretty good lead at first. Not going, fakes going. Fastball inside corner called for a strike. And Jordan wasn't swinging, but it was close. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Again, a bigger leader. Now Harrison is going. They got him caught off. The run throw go over to first, but down to the shortstop at second. Caught stealing is Colby Harrison. Yeah, they saw him going that time, and he took off just a hair too soon. So Akins will bat when the Colt 45s come back around in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. Nothing doing yet for the Ringtails and the Colt 45s on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand
five days
a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm.
So jacked up.
Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms.
And yes.
They appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms.
No.
On the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Leading it off, the number nine hitter, Chuck Matthew, the second baseman. Facing the left-hander, Colby Milligan, who's had a really good-looking second inning. Put him down 1-2-3. Again, now more shadows coming, but still we're ways away from the field being completely covered. First pitch. Misses for ball 1-0. Milligan, in the first couple of innings, 21 strikes, 12 balls, now 13 balls. There's the pitch. Swung on, hit towards right center field. Thompson, to his left, is able to get under it in the sunny sky and make the catch for out number one.
Now batting number 10.
So it's five in a row put down by Milligan, and it's back to the top of the order. Diego Castaneda, who singled a bouncer through the left side back in the first and wound up being erased on what looked like was going to be a 4-6-3 double play, but it wound up being a 4-6 fielder's choice. And when the ball bounded off the front of the visitor's dugout, they were able to get the batter, Taylor, trying to stretch it over to second base as it was still a live ball, so they got a weird double play, but either way, it worked out for the Colt 45s. Castaneda takes the first couple of pitches and finds himself deep in the hole. No balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Off speed, just hacked at it. Foul bat. Just trying to stay alive. It's definitely fooled on that one.
No running out the parking lot, please. No running out the parking lot.
Castaneda, stocky little hitter. That one's just a little bit inside. But a good idea, 1-2. Quickly working, Milligan that time. Got away, back to the screen. 2-2 the count. But it is nice seeing how quickly and getting into a rhythm the big left-hander is, Milligan. And this is Sunday start. That's a fastball. Boy, that didn't miss by much. Just a little away. Crowd certainly didn't like it. Hey, what do we know? Off speed. Bounced to third base side. Just rolls foul. Diego went to Holy Names University. Goes to Holy Names University. The Hawks. This one swung on and bounced third base side. Still playable, but no chance for the third baseman, Harrison. It just was one of those weird ones. Kobe's best bet might have been just to let it go and see if it rolled foul. He was charging, though, and was going to give it a shot, but nothing doing. So that'll be an infield hit. It's the second hit of the game. Third hit, excuse me, of the game off of the left-hander. So Milligan back working from the stretch. It brings up that left-handed batter, Jordan Taylor. Taylor takes the first pitch for a ball. Taylor was the one who hit the ground ball that turned into a double play. Throw over to first base. Not even close to being any worry for their base runner. Bouncing ball. Bounce towards first. They're going to go over to short one. On to first. The second baseman covering, or rather Carlson still covering, and they wound up getting the Did they get the twin killing or not? Is the honor, runner still on the bag? I guess they did not get the double play. Just a little bit late, but still nicely done to get the lead running. Put it down 3-6, and then safe on the fielder's choice as Taylor brings up the left-handed batting, Chase Rossman. That one's bounced up there, but Bello keeps it in front. Two down now here in the third. Lefty, check the runner, not going. Fastball, two hop to the second baseman, Aiken. Deets him up a little, but he's able to grab the handle and throw it to first to complete out number three. So, an infield hit, does no harm. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third looking for the Colt 45s to get some offense going in this scoreless game. You're listening to Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Things loud in the crowd, and I'm seeing some of the local rockers, Joe Bull and his buddy. They must be playing some music somewhere tonight, and you might have heard the Little League team rocking the stands a little bit as they're trying to get their Colt 45's offense going tonight in a scoreless game on in the third inning. And it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters in the order for the Colt 45s, and they've had good balance with the bottom of the order getting some base runners and getting things going. It certainly was the case last night. Jordan Aikens comes to the plate. He'll lead off against Nick Sanderson with Andy Baena and Tyler Thompson to follow. Jordan was at the plate when the runner was caught stealing to end inning number two. So we just reset on Jordan. He's batting a cool 500 on the year. Just four at-bats, but two hits and two RBI in those at-bats, plus three walks. And I meant said that he was hit with a pitch, but three walks, not the hit batter. One of few guys, frankly, who have not been hit by a pitch, it seems, on this team. Ball and a strike now to count on Aikens. 1-1 pitch. Winds and delivers. Good fastball. Fouled back. We mentioned in the early going that Sanderson was going deep into counts, getting strikeouts, and you would imagine they're going to have some action in the bullpen, and already they do. As Paul Barrington not planning on having a starter go too far. They're all college coaches. They're all trying to, you know, get innings out of guys and not wear them out in the postseason, in the summer, rather. Got a right-hander out in the bullpen, loosening up. That's Gabriel Rojas. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Just misses 3-2. Leading-off hitter here in the third for the Colt 45s is Aikens. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swings and misses. Strike three. That is strikeout number four of the game for Sanderson. And it brings up Andy Baena.
Number one, Andy Baena.
Andy Baena has a couple of good hitting streaks. I think he had a five-game one earlier. He's on a three-game streak right now, hitting .333 during that stretch with a couple of runs and three runs batted in. on the season, and he's up to 257, eight RBI, and a 458 on-base percentage. He started the year as a leadoff hitter, certainly could continue with that role, but when Tyler Thompson joined him, he has moved down to the nine spot, and it gives speed after that first time through the order. It's kind of like having two leadoff hitters. A lot of managers like to do that. First pitch is low, ball, no strike. Winding, rocking back and delivering. Puts a wiggle on it, but it's a ball, 2-0. Base is empty. Cole 45's looking to get something going against Sanderson. That's a fastball inside corner called for a strike, 2-1. He was looking for something else. Rojas, I believe, is played some at Butte College, and now I understand is at Lassen. Not sure where he's going to next year. He's the guy out there throwing in the bullpen. Three-one count now on Andy Baena. Fastball swung on line towards left center field. Will it get down? Will it get out? Andy Baena goes yard at Tiger Field. His first home run as a member of the Colt 45s. It just kept going, and it was over the Jack's Grill sign out there in left center field, right around the 358 mark. No doubt about it, it was out to the net. Didn't quite make it to Cypress Avenue in the home run net out there. Good to see that for the Colt 45s. As a club, that is just their third home run on the season. Good to see Andy Baena get into that category. Colt 45s draw first blood, 1-0. Now Tyler Thompson, top of the order, coming to the plate. Shows bunt for a hit, doesn't get it. They're playing pretty deep over at first. Third baseman now moves up just a little bit. Thompson can use all fields. Third baseman is playing about even with the bag. Now he cheats a little closer to the grass. Thompson just takes that one, didn't show bunt. Two balls and no strikes. Tyler was hit with a pitch back in the first. Stole a base. 2-0 pitch. You call that a hitter's count. Off speed, and it's a good one called. He's got a nice little changeup of some kind that he's kept pretty consistently over. Hitter's trying to lay off of it. 2-1 to count. Rocking and delivering. Another off speed. This one popped up. Foul territory. Catcher might have a play. Miller loses the mask and then makes the catch in foul territory for out number two. I'll bring up Brendan Roop with 2 men out here in the bottom of the third.
Shortstop number four, Brendan Roop.
We mentioned Brendan out of Fort Scott College, the solid season he had there. Good, steady, soft-spoken, all-around player. Ask him how he's doing. He goes, good. Not a chatterbox, just a ball player. That one's over. Or, excuse me, just a little bit low. Ball and no strike. He certainly has a better eye than I do. Brendan struck out back in the first. That's a fastball. That one is called strike. 1-1. This may very well be Sanderson's last inning. He's probably over 50 pitches now. Bounces that one up. In fact, I can answer that question.
Guess what?
He's thrown 55 pitches now, so I'm sure that in their pitching rotation over with the Ringtails, that's probably all they really want out of him. It is pretty clear that the Gabriel Rojas will be ready to go next time around. That one's over for a strike. Now it's 2-2. We got our first call for a little more cowbell. You may have heard that just a moment ago. I haven't decided if I were a batter, if I want to hear the cowbell, or if I'd rather hear chanting, or if I'd rather hear clapping, or maybe nothing. I don't know. There's a breaking ball. Misses outside. Count runs full. 3-2. Roop trying to get something going with two outs here. Here's a payoff pitch. Fastball, blew it by him, swung on, missed, strike three. So that is strikeout number five in three innings for Sanderson. But the Colt 45s get a good run. Andy Bayena goes yard, and Redding has a 1-0 lead over the other Redding, the Ringtails, as we go to the top of the fourth. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball. Good to be with you, Brent Weber. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Colt 45's are up 1-0.
Oh, number five. Excuse me. 15, John Downey.
You may have heard John Downey announced as the leadoff hitter here facing the big left-hander, Colby Milligan, junior-to-be. Going to be going to Texas, Parmian Basin to. And now, did he get hit with that pitch? Did he go? No, he went around. That's a called strike. That's Downey, followed by they have three lefties in a row. Then Flea Hardy will hit fifth. Then Brian Barrington, the six-hole hitter. That's your batter's scheduled to face, Colby Milligan, who came into the inning 48 pitches on the game. Figure you get another couple of innings out of him. If he keeps mowing like this, it would be good. He's certainly throwing the shutout. Here in the top of the fourth, no runs, one run, one hit, no errors for the Colt 45s. No runs, three hits, no errors for the visitors, the Ringtails. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, curveball swung on, miss. Really took something off that one for strike three. Strikeout number three of the evening for Colby Milligan. And it'll bring up Connor Fleahardy.
Connor
Flattery. Bounced his short back in the first. And I had said that he had appeared in just one game last year for the Ringtails. He appeared in just one game against the Colt 45s last year. So I had some statistics of their games where they played against one another. First pitch over to him for a strike. Not a particularly large sample. Right-handed batter. Wears a arm sleeve on the right arm. Slow roller toward short. Charging. Roop. Fields and throws. He got. So two pretty quick outs. And that brings up Brian Barrington, the DH. Lined out to the shortstop. Roop to start off the second. He wears the high stockings for the Ringtails. A little old school. Has red, white, and blue batting gloves and wears a white sleeve on his right arm, but blue sleeves and timeout called by the home plate umpire, Johnny Smith. We've mentioned Milligan really likes to work on pace. Fastball over for a strike. Boy, your defense loves that. Behind you, you never get bored. Curveball swung on, missed. Way out in front of that one. Fouled it off, but still had him fooled. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Excellent job by Coach Brett Miller to run out and get that foul ball. See, multitasking coaching staff for the Colt 45s. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, missed. He got him. Strike three. So they go down in order here in the fourth. Facing Colby Milligan, we go to the bottom of inning number four. Colt 45's up 1-0 on the Ringtails. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Nick Sanderson's still in the game, pitching. He'll face the meat of the Colt 45's order. Eric Carlson, Jacob Machuca, and Brett Bello here to start things off in the fourth. And one thing I didn't even point out, when Andy Baena hit that home run in the bottom of last inning, it was the first hit of the game for the Colt 45. Sanderson had not given up a hit. He'd given up base runners. Hit a batter and walked a batter, but that was the first hit and the only hit he has allowed. Brings up Eric Carlson. Rojas done warming up out in the pen, so I'm assuming that, shouldn't assume anything, but if pitch count matters, he's ready to go whenever Sanderson's time is up. Carlson, the right-handed batter. Now we're getting mainly shadows out on the field, some streaking sunset sun going across the mound, which can make it a little difficult. Here comes the pitch, a ball, no strikes now. Off speed, oh, it's called strike two. Didn't like it, let it go by. Carlson now, the 0-2 pitch, bounces this one sharply towards third. Big hop to Castaneda, long throw, he got it. Played well by the third baseman.
Now batting.
That's out number one, and Jacob Machuca at the plate. Struck out back in the first, but he was not alone. Sanderson struck out the side. Machuca, we may have mentioned, coming off of an injury that may have ended his catching career. So he's trying to learn to be a regular outfielder this semester. I believe it was his right ankle. He's obviously in good health now. Takes a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Looking to break out here for your Colt 45s. Oh-1 delivery, the lefty winds and delivers. Another off speed, 0-2 swung on missed. In the hole now, let's see what he does. Against the lefty, that's fastball up, trying to get him to chase 1-2. One of these days, he's going to get a hold of one and rattle that tin roof out there and ride it. I'm sure he'd take a base hit right now. Off speed, swung on, popped left side, hit pretty deep, actually. It's got some air under it, but Taylor wanders over the opposite field and makes the catch in front of the warning track. He was protecting the plate in it with no wind blowing anywhere. He did it about 310 feet. It's out number two. So not a bad at-bat, and that's the positives you're looking for as he tries to get into a groove. Brett Bello now to play, bounce to short, back in the second. No action in the Colt 45's pen. Didn't expect any, as Milligan has really hit a groove. First pitch, called a strike to Bello. Brett had a good season for a really terrific Sacramento City College team this year as a catcher. caught over 30 games. 0-1 pitch, that one thrown to the backstop. Apparently that was not what Sanderson intended to do, 1-1. It's an off day tomorrow, and the Colt 45s are back in action on Tuesday against the Lincoln Porters. A little hesitation in his whine this time, and it did maybe threw off the batter. Took a kind of half-hearted swing at a breaking ball that was almost bounced up to the plate. Bellow shakes his head and now stands in. So a little bit of a little change in the windup for Sanderson, trying to not let the hitters catch the rhythm. Slow delivery this time. Fastball up along the letters, called strike three. A 1-2-3 inning for Nick Sanderson. He's put down five straight since allowing the home run to Bayana. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45s lead the Ringtails 1-0. This is KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Last bed time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fifth inning, we've got a pitcher's duel. Again, not unlike the first time these two teams met. And this time, I think both starters are really carving out a pretty good effort. That includes the big lefty out of Shasta College, Colby Milligan.
Now batting number 57, Dora.
1-0 Colt 45s. In the fifth, one run, one hit, no errors. That one hit, Andy Bayona's home run. 0-3-0 for the Ringtails. The number nine hitter, Noah Otero, the shortstop, comes to the plate. Struck out back in the second. It's probably going to be the last inning before the lights come on. Maybe not. They're moving pretty quickly tonight, though. Again, it makes for a tough hitter's park with the streaming light going right across the pitcher. So the ball goes from sunlight in his hands to shadow right in front, and it's a little tougher to pick up. And many hitters will find it a little tougher to pick up. That's an off-speed miss. Misses low, 2-0. Colby, still under 60 pitches, 57. That one's over for a called strike. Oh, no, it's not. Boy, he just missed a little inside and runs to 3-0 on Noah Otero. Here comes that pitch, fastball, but it's a little outside, ball four. So leadoff hitter is on. Brings up David Miller. That's walk number one in the game against Milligan. He hit a batter back in the first inning. So he's working from the stretch here. He had put four down in a row before that. The catcher, David Miller, also a strikeout victim back in the second, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Considering the walk Milligan had just issued, he figured he might take a pitch. Showing bunt here. He's actually standing on the plate, so he should probably be called out. And that one is thrown back to the backstop, and it moves the boy. I think he really crossed up Brett Bellow. But I'm telling you, the batter was standing on the plate. And if he were to make contact while standing on the plate, I believe he would be called out. No balls in the strike to count. Again, he's squaring to bunt, and I'm watching his foot. He is right on that plate. I have to ask somebody about that. That's bunted, and it is fielded foul. They're trying to get the runner over to third with one out. It is that kind of game. I've got a one ball, two strike count on the right-handed batter, David Miller. They throw back to second, trying to pick him off. It gets through. The center fielder, Thompson, throwing down to third now and sliding in safely there on the error by the pitcher, Colby Milligan. So Milligan has no one to blame but himself, a walk, a wild pitch, and a now an errant pickoff attempt at second base. Still working from the stretch now with a 1-2 count and a runner at third, infield at normal depth. Swung on, hit towards left center field. Thompson can't get to it. It's going to bounce off the wall. Tyler gets it back to the cutoff man. A run will score. And the RBI double makes it a one-all game. That was a well-hit ball. And after having to bunt a few times, so we got a one-all game, and Chuck Matthew comes to the plate. The second baseman flew to the center fielder in the third, and they've got a man in scoring position. Little action in the pen. I'm not sure if it's Kronowski or who's getting loose out there, but we'll let you know here in a moment. Misses with the first pitch of ball, no strikes, now delivers, and misses high with that one. Now 2-0 the count. So strong start for Milligan. Not spoiled yet, but certainly he knows he's responsible for that first run. Now he misses, and he's looking a little frustrated. 3-0 the count. Brett Bello going to go out and chat with him as the bullpen gets busier. And there could be defensive. Not sure who's due to come in next, to be honest. Looks like Eamon Velarde's out there throwing. And I'm sure Eamon could give him a couple of innings. Also throwing, getting loose. It's been, looks like one of the other infielders out there, can't quite see. Peyton Edwards. So here we are, 3-ball, no strike count. Bello back behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Misses away, ball four. Velarde just still soft tossing, and he may not be the change that we're talking about. They may be looking at moving Colby Harrison over. I'm not sure who. Now we've got a little more action going, so there could be double switches, etc. We'll have to see. Two on brings us to the top of their order. Diego Castaneda has been a little bit of a fly in the ointment today with a single to the left field and an infield hit in the third. He's 2-for-2, takes the first pitch over for a strike. And at least the force out is back in play now with the runners at first and second. In on the corners. Regular depth up the middle. Of course, nobody at third. Looking for a double play, no doubt. But they've got speed at the plate. 0-2 pitch. Oh, he waved at that one and fouled it. But he was fooled on that pitch. So the count stays at 0-2. Milligan looks in for the sign. The infield is now covered in shadow. Swung on, lined over the third baseman's head into left field. Machuca coming up throwing and showed off his arm there. Runners holding at third, and the bases are full now with nobody out here in the fifth.
Now batting number six, Jordan Taylor.
3-for-3 game for Castaneda. And Jordan Taylor, their left fielder, comes to the plate. Taylor's 0-for-2. Left-handed batter. Now Barrett Fasking's going to come out and have a little chat. Again, as I mentioned, you've got Peyton Edwards is getting loose. He's an infielder. Velarde getting loose, but not throwing from the mound, so they may just be throwing for a defensive shift. At this point, Milligan, who's pitched well, this is his first inning that he's gotten touched up. But he's at 71 pitches now through four innings. They'd really like to get him through the fifth and get him a lead back in the bottom half, I'm sure. But umpire now going to come out and say, tea party's over, fella. Take your last sip and move on. And that is indeed the case. Barrett Fasking looks down at the bullpen just to see if anybody's ready. It looks like the lefty, Nick Schrodel, also loosening up out there. And I thought we might see Kradowski tonight, and we may yet. But no pitchers really loosening up yet. Off speed, missed low, ball no strikes on the left-handed batter, Jordan Taylor, who stands in with a bases loaded in a 1-1 game, top of the fifth inning. Working from the stretch. Another off speed. Again misses. This time away. 2-0. So Milligan getting a little wobbly here. Let's see if he can work his way out of it. This pitch swung on. Hit towards short. They go to second for one. They get that one, or do they? Yes, that's all they're going to get. Roop elected, even though he was charging in, to go to second for that force play. So they do get a run and take the lead. Miller comes in to score. Maffey moves over to third base, and Castaneda is out on the fielder's choice, 6-4. Safe at first on the fielder's choice is Jordan Taylor, so you're still not out of it. They're playing in on the corners, line drop, bouncing ball right back to the pitcher. He goes to second for one. Oh, no! Roop couldn't handle it. It goes into center field, and I think Brendan Roop's going to tell you should have had that. He kicks the dirt. It's an error on the shortstop, and that could have been the double play to get him out of it. Wow, tough luck. So Taylor is safe at second. And that was, I didn't even get a chance to introduce Chase Rossman. Rossman at first, technically on the fielder's choice. The error on the throw, and that could have been the double play to come back or to get him out of it. A fastball on the outside corner, called for a strike. So it's actually now 3-1, excuse me. Because Matthew did score on that play. And if they'd gotten the double play, it would have been no harm. And yes, indeed, it is Nick Schrodel who's getting loose, throwing with the catcher, Nick Horsley. Fastball swung on this one, line toward short. Roop's got it, and does he get the guy before he gets the second? No. But heads up, Roop was looking to double him off, but diving back in safely at second was Taylor. So that's out number two.
Connor Flaherty.
And it brings up Connor Flaherty. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs to short. He's a right-handed batter. Normal depth now all the way around, runners on first and second. He maybe can get out of it. Fastball, good one, long on knees for a called strike. The first run, and I'm sure that Milligan will tell you that was on him. A walk and a wild pitch and then an errant pickoff attempt, and by the time he got out of it, well, ball and a strike now, the count. Still working from the stretch with win on first and second and two outs. Boy, really took something off that one. That one slipped out of the hand. I don't know what that pitch was, and he's barking at himself out there. Bello gets a new baseball. That's a good idea. Two balls and a strike, and it enabled the runners to move up 90 feet. So Now you have men on second and third. Another wild pitch. Two in this inning. I got a feeling this is going to be it for him if he can get out of it. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Fastball still looks good. Up to 80 pitches now, which is about where you want your starter to get you. Here comes the 2-2 delivery. Bouncing ball foul left side, third base side. Eighth hitter of this inning. As the Ringtails have put three on the board. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. I don't know where it missed. It must have been just a bit outside. Count runs full. Can Milligan get out of it? Fastball swung on. Excuse me, swing. Bloop towards short. Will it fall? It does. One run scores. The throw to the plate. Chugging around to score. And the bad bounce gets over Bellow's head. Tough luck on that bounce. Now he's running for third. Bellow fires it down there and safe. Bellow kind of lost focus for a moment. Didn't realize the runner was still going. A mental error there allows the runner to get to third. It was a tough luck hop bounce on the throw. Dirt hard out in front, and you get that in Redding, and the dirt's hard, and it bounced up, and had no chance to make the play. It was not a bad throw, just tough luck. So two more runs score. It is now 5-1, and it brings up Brian Barrington, ninth hitter. So it was a bloop single. One run certainly would have scored, but the second one, just some tough luck on the bounce. Two things a catcher can do, and Brett knows it. You can either try to go get it and do the sweep tag back. In retrospect, that would have been his best bet. Off speed over for a called strike quickly now. 1-2 the count. So this is definitely a teaching inning for Milligan. One ball, two strike pitch. Fastball, again, should be out of it. Bounce towards second. Akins fields, throws, and he got it. So a frustrating inning for the Colt 45s. They could have gotten a better result, but they didn't. Five on the board as the Ringtails bat around. It's now 5-1 going to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Back in action, 5-1, though. The bad news if you're a Colt 45s fan, as the Ringtails put five on the board and batted around in the fifth, and really a very odd inning, and one that the pitcher, Colby Milligan, knows that he was, you know, they talk about walks and control getting you, and it certainly got him in that inning. He gave up five runs and three hits, but two errors. One belonged to the pitcher. One, I'm guessing, was given to the shortstop, and I don't know for sure. They could have given both of them to Milligan, but I really think it was Roop just couldn't handle the throw out there at second base. Either way, that is history. The present is now at the plate in the name of Kyle Schrodel, the right-handed batter, is 0-for-2 tonight, took a called third strike, checks his swing here. We got a new pitcher, and we had told you that he would be forthcoming in this game. Right-hander out on the hill with the goatee, we'll tell you all about him. Well, we'll tell you what we know about him anyway. First pitch was a strike. Second one is also a called strike. Gabriel Rojas. And I know I got some stuff about Gabriel here somewhere. I'm going to tell you all about it. This pitch swung on, bounced right side. First baseman fields. Rojas covering. And the ball gets through and away. It's going to be an error probably on the first baseman. I don't think he gave the pitcher much of a chance. So Schrodel on first. And you take base runners any way you can get them. I know I have some information here about that fella. You got to find it. There it is, Gabriel Rojas at Lassen. First had committed to Butte, and then this past season pitched at Lassen. He's a lanky right-hander. Going to guess he's about 6'2", 185 pounds. Pitched 17 games for Lassen College. Started 8 of them, 4-4, 57 innings. He struck out 38. Misses on the first couple of pitches here to the right-handed batting Colby Harrison. And a 5.21 earned run average. He started the game, the first meeting between these two clubs. Fastball swung on and missed. Colby took a pretty good cut at that one, 2-1. Rojas in that first meeting between these two clubs threw 3 shutout innings, struck out 4. So basically, to this point, they have just flipped their 2 pitchers from the first time around. Fastball misses away. And, you know, they being the Ringtails, they won one of the meetings last year. And, you know, that's something they'd like to hang their hat on, the big boys. The Colt 45s, we've got, a balk call. Let's see. Yes, it was a balk. So down to second base goes Kyle Schrodel. Harrison had actually fouled off the pitch, which they delivered. So it's 3-1. No, 3-1. There we go. 3-1 to count. So maybe their pitcher's going to help out the Colt 45s a little bit. Harrison takes a big cut at that 3-1 pitch. Now back at the full count scenario. Nobody out. Man on second. Colt 45's looking to get back some of those runs. That's a fastball inside corner called strike 3. Good location.
Now batting.
And another strikeout looking in this game. There have been 7 strikeouts. A couple of them looking, but the strikeouts have been the bugaboo for them this year. I'm not telling anybody that something they don't know. That's 145 strikeouts on the season through 7 games for as a team. Brings up Jordan Akins, who struck out back in the third. First pitch ball, that one he took for a strike, 1-1 to count. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. This one swung on, hit off the fist, blooped towards second, fielded, and caught for out number 2. Just a short little pop up to the second baseman, and that'll bring up Andy Bayena. Andy, Colt 45's only hit in the game to this point was a big fly. About 365 feet out to left center field, left field. And that was back in inning number 3, and that's all the Colt 45's have to show offensively for their night in terms of base hits. Shows bunt here. That one's bounced up there, ball and no strikes. Crowd getting a little restless. They maybe were just kind of moseying along. A terrific starting performance for Milligan. Schrodel still throwing out in the bullpen with his brother at second base. That's a fastball in the inside corner. Andy gave it a thought. 1-1 to count. It was called a strike. Holds the bat, waggles it above his head. Off speed, he was fooled. 1-2. Colt 45s needing to get something going here. The offense has been timely the last couple of games, but they've run into a couple of pretty good pitchers here so far. That's called strike three. And he was looking for the pitch somewhere else, and he certainly didn't see that one coming. A called third strike, second strikeout for Rojas of the inning, and the Colt 45s go down here in the fifth. They leave a man on base, and the Ringtails lead the Colt 45s 5-1, heading to the top of the sixth. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460. Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Nick Schrodel on in relief for the second night in a row. Big left-hander going to face the bottom third of their order, Noah Otero, David Miller, and Chuck Mathey. Don't take them lightly. They got the mess started in the fifth. Schrodel working out of the bullpen for the second night in a row. There's an off-speed swung on and missed, 1-1. Nick in relief of his brother last night, who'd started the game, pitched two shutout innings, no hits. Did walk a guy, but struck out a couple. There's a fastball, fouled off. Don't worry, that's not your car. So this is his fifth appearance, second in relief. 14 innings, 16 hits. He's given up seven earned runs, a 4.5 ERA, and the Knicks 1-2 with one save. Off speed, took something off that one, fouled right side. They're out there taking their hacks. You got to give credit to the Ringtails in that category. They've got six hits now in the game. Colt 45 is just one hit to this point. 1-2 pitch from Nick Schrodel. That's a fastball just a little bit low. The batter Otero, slender shortstop. Like a couple of other players on the team, including Brian Barrington, he wears the high stockings. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, pops it towards shallow center. Going back, Aikens coming on, Thompson. And again, the bloop falls in for a hit. Wasn't a line drive, but hey, it looks like one in the box score. And Otero on first with the little bloop. It's a single, no matter how you score it. David Miller, no matter how you get it, that's how you score it. That brings up David Miller. You doubled in the fifth, one of three hits last inning. Right-handed batter. We'll see what kind of speed Otero has at short. With a 5-1 lead, not going anywhere. Fastball, that's over on the inside corner, called for a strike. Working more quickly, I think, than he does as a starter. But the runner's going. Throw down to second base. The ball was a little bit inside, and it's late at second, stolen base. Actually, that one, it is now a ball and two strikes on the batter, I guess. 1-1, I'm sorry. One ball, one strike on the batter, but it's a stolen base. Stole that one on Nick. Nick We'll use the slide step sometimes, and when he gets that high leg kick, teams will go. Otero jumping around out of second. Bounced up there, but Bello blocks it. Nice job to keep it in front of him, keep the runner at second. Colt 45's, I think, blessed at three strong receivers. Bello, Horsley, and Schrodel, Kyle Schrodel. Ball two, and he's going to step off now, checking the runner at second. But I talked to Kyle, actually, who started last night's game, and he said that they've been working on some things, he and Nick, out in the bullpen. Runner going for third now. Plate bouncer. Schrodel can't get to it. Charging. Akins, bare hand, throws. No chance. Ball gets away, and the run will score. It's 6-1. Heading down to second base on the throwing error by Akins. Now the relay throw comes in. It gets away. Machuca has to come in from left field and heading all the way over to third. And this is uncharacteristic. Sloppy baseball for the Colt 45s. So Miller would have been safe at first on the infield hit. The error comes on the throw. Akins trying to get him. And then another error will be charged when it got away and advancing the runner to third. So with all that mess, a run scores, and the batter, Chuck Matthews, swings and misses 0-1. That was, again, it's not a typical night defensively for the Colt 45s the last couple of innings. Swung on, fouled right side. Quickly, Schrodel out in front. Still nobody out. We've got some movement out there in the bullpen. Not sure. We'll tell you who it is when they get up and start throwing. Next pitch misses away. One ball, two strikes to count. Schrodel would like to get out of it, but he's going to see the top of the order. Certainly didn't want to see that here in the sixth. Off speed. Swung on, missed. He got it. Big strikeout for Nick Schrodel. Needed that. So that's out number one with a man at third, and Diego Castaneda comes to the plate. Castaneda's been a mess. One batting. He's 3-for-3 tonight. For the Colt 45s, Nick Horsley, the catcher out there, getting loose. And they may just, again, this may be a defensive move. They may be looking at bringing in Colby Harrison, so it looks like a couple of everyday players are out there loosening up. Fastball over for a called strike. A ball and a strike now on the batter, Castaneda. After a five-run fifth, another one across here in the sixth. Misses high there, 2-1. Scoreboard does not yet reflect it, but it is sadly true. Schrodel, 2-1. Bello blocks it, 3-1. He's got first base open with lefties coming to the plate, but when you're talking about the lefties that are in the heart of their batting order, I'm not sure. And Nick throwing on back-to-back games. Haven't seen him do that this summer. That one misses high now. 3-1, or ball four.
Now batting number six, Jordan.
So Castaneda now on. Runners on the corners. They'll play back for the double play. Trailing by five now. You're not as worried. You'll certainly trade a run for an out because if you're going to need five, six is just as good. You're going to need a big offensive comeback. Left-handed batter as Taylor takes the first pitch, a breaking ball from the lefty over for a called strike. Again, a couple of throwing errors on one play change the dynamic of this inning. Fastball popped up out of play, first base side into the concessions garden. Some folks eating hamburgers and hot dogs got him a nice foul ball. 0-2 count. Schrodel gets the sign. Runner at first is going. Fouled off. Nick doesn't throw over to first base that often. And I have mentioned this, and I think teams have figured out now to key on his leg kick. Sometimes he'll have to sidestep to avoid that, but when he goes with the big kick, then they tend to go. Castaneda not going. This one popped up. Will it stay in play foul territory? Bello calling for it. Throws away the mask. Makes the catch for out number two. A big foul out there for the Colt 45s. Can they get out of this thing without further damage? Chase Rossman to the plate. He's 0 for 2. Also was hit by a pitch back in the first. Another lefty on lefty here. Runner not going, and he does throw over to first. Pretty good move. Nobody's left this game yet. A lot of baseball left to be played. Fastball swung on, fouled third base side out of play. Yes, the only action remains the couple of everyday players out there. Horsley throwing, getting loose. Again, I think that's Schrodel or one of the other guys who's not in the field. Not a pitcher. So one of the relief options you could be looking at, right? 0-1 pitch, throws over to first, nothing doing. He's at least being mindful of Castaneda. You don't want to just give him a stolen base. Bello's a good receiver, but had no chance to get Otero when he stole in the sixth. Not as much of a lead here. Curveball swung on, missed. Throws down to first base to complete the strikeout, and so Nick Schrodel gets out of that without any further to do. There was damage, a run on a couple of hits, and a couple of errors hurt. A man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's time for some catch-up baseball. Colt 45's trailing 6-1 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the light's on. Time to get something going, Colt 45's fans. Ringtails on top 6-1 after plating 5 in the 5th and another in the 6th. Schrodel had a tough inning there, giving up that run. 60 through only threw 22 pitches, 16 of them for strikes. But a bloop and a couple of throwing errors cost him. Top of the order for the Colt 45s. As they want to try to scratch to get back in this thing. Rojas in his second inning of work. In relief of Sanderson. This one bunted. Third base side. It's a beauty. Fielded and thrown by the pitcher. Did he get him? No. Beats it out. Tyler Thompson. It was a beauty and well played by Rojas. I must say. So the infield hit for Thompson gets it going, extends his hitting streak to 6 games now. And Brendan Roop, who's had a rough night, 0 for 2, right-handed batter comes to the plate. This is your chance. Nobody out. Speed on the bases. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball. It was fouled, third base side. Just the second hit of this game, the Colt 45s, that infield hit. Bunt single by Thompson. He's got a pretty good lead over at first. Not even looking at him. Off speed, got away, high, 2-0. I got a feeling that if Thompson sees that again, he's going to take off. You want to give Roop a chance to hit, that's for sure. Here comes the pitch. That's a fastball swung on, line towards right field. It's playable. Downey goes back, makes the catch. Thompson can't go anywhere. It was hit hard, but just right at him. That's out number one. Eric Carlson now looking for a base hit. 0 for 2. Struck out, grounded out. And this is the point where you don't want to press. You can't get five runs with one swing of your bat, but you have speed on the bases, and once you put that in motion, a club like the Cool 45s that can really string together some hits and doubles, and that's what Carlson would like to do right now, I'm sure. Just keep it going. First pitch, curveball, over for a strike. Rojas really starting him with the soft stuff here. No ball, one strike count. You can hear the local helicopter above us. Bounced up there, but kept in front by the catcher, Miller. Hopefully they're just doing a little looky-see. Certainly, we all are grateful to have the emergency helicopters available to us. But you hope it's just a little bit of a flyby there. It's called strike and throw down to first. Thompson back in. Good snap throw there from Miller. Trying to keep Thompson honest. Thompson got dirty. He got like that. I think Thompson likes to get dirty. He's that kind of guy. Ball two strikes a count. Maybe he's got some kind of knuckle curve there. I think you can see the elevated finger on that curveball. Bounced it up there, 2-2. Carlson stands in. Looks down for the sign. No, he's not bunting, but you could be looking at a hit and run. You never know. 2-2 the pitch. Runner not going. Swung on, popped up, left side, in fair territory. The third baseman, Castaneda, under it, and makes the catcher out number two. Now you can tell there are some 16, Reading Ringtails fans here. So that brings up Jacob Machuca. Had a better at-bat his last time out, flew out to left field. Went the other way. Trying to protect the plate and darn near hit it off the wall, but just did miss it. Left-handed batter, slightly open stance. You can see he's got power. Off-speed boy took a big cut at it. Didn't stay in on it, fouled it off the end of his bat, 0-1. No doubt he's eager. Colt 45's had the leadoff hitter on with a bunt single. And he's still out there. Left-handed batter up. If you could get him in scoring position, but you don't want to get into Machuca's head. Runner not going. That one misses high. Of course, with two outs, Thompson can take off on the swing. You get extra bases. You're looking at a run. They're needing a two-out rally here. Fastball just on the outside corner. Call. Strike two. It was a good pitch. You got to give credit to both Sanderson and Rojas. They've done the job. Only two hits allowed. That one's on the outside. Called strike three as well. He just watched it. It looked like maybe a little cutter. And Machuca goes down on a called third strike. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Going to need some late inning dramatics from the Colt 45s. Got to keep them where you're at right now. It's the Ringtail 6. Colt 45's 1. We're heading to the top half. Inning number 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Did we just sneak a little Alan Parsons project in on him there, Jared? We may have. Maybe it's a hint of things to come. Going to need a mind-blowing comeback for your Colt 45s. We got a new pitcher. And you know what? I was completely wrong. Nick Horsley is going to come in. The catcher, I thought he was loosening up to come in and play third. But the Colt 45s trailing 6-1. I tell you, looks good on the mound out there. Loosening up, we're going to get our first look at Nick Horsley on the mound. Schrodel was the second pitcher. Your starter for the Colt 45s is Milligan. He went 5 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, only 2 of them earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Schrodel went 1 inning, a hit, earned a run, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. And now we've got Horsley in to pitch. Bellows staying behind the plate, so you lose that backup catcher. Well, you don't technically lose him. He could stay in the game if you needed him. And you've also still got Schrodel as the DH. Kyle could be your emergency catcher if need be.
Number 15, John Downey.
The 4, 5, 6 spots in the order do now to face Horsley. For the Ringtails, their starter, Sanderson went 4, 1 hit, 1 earned run innings, struck out 6, walked 1. The only hit, a home run by Andy Baena. Now they're out there getting the sign straight. Rojas, in 2 innings in relief of Sanderson, has gone 2 1-hit shutout innings, striking out 3. Colt 45s have had base runners, and that's the frustrating thing. They just haven't been able to drive them in. So you just feel they're just that couple of hits away from really breaking out. Downey, big guy. Big kid, left-handed batter, stands in. He's 1 for 3 with a double. He's hit the ball hard twice, lined out to the shortstop his last time up. Horsley, 0-1 pitch. Next pitch, good-looking fastball, 0-2, out in front. A catcher's dream, right? Jumping out in front. He's got a short arm delivery. Nice wind. That was a curve. Over for called. Strike 3. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Well, where have you been all my life, Nick Horsley? So Connor Fleeter comes into the game. Our batting now, right-handed batter. And he's 1 for 3. Had one, I believe, of those bloops. Been a couple of those. And an odd night for the Colt 45 so far. Fastball over, called strike. 4 pitches, 4 strikes. And I'm just going to keep saying it. Because Nick Horsley is being called on to keep things close. Maybe it'll get his team fired up. He kind of side-armed and dropped a little bit on that curveball and sailed high. 1-1. 1-1 pitch. It was a fastball. Blew it by him. 1-2. Kind of a short wind, not a big, huge kick or anything. Hiding, deceiving the ball, hiding it well. Winds and delivers, 1-2. That one was inside and high, 2-2. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Another good one. Looked like a cutter. Foul back. Count stays 2-2. Barrington, dude up next. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That's an off-speed, swung on. Bloop down the right field line, hooking foul. Just off his fists. Just kind of protecting the plate there. If it had been 15 feet closer. And I believe we've got a little defensive change here, and I'm not sure if Tyler Thompson is okay. I just caught on. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. But I just noticed that Eamon Velarde is now out in right field. Andy Bayena has moved to center. And Machuca still in left. So a defensive change there. And so hopefully Tyler's okay. I'm looking at him. He's got his elbow ice. He got hit with a pitch. Foul, first pitch to the next batter is fouled off. Brian Barrington fouled that one off. He got hit with a pitch. Tyler did. Back in the first inning, and it just may be swelling up. It was his right hand. He's left-handed. His right elbow. His right tricep. But it's iced up, and he's over sitting next to the manager. So I'm sure that is what that's all about. Next pitch is strike. It's 0-2. Can Horsley strike out the side? Off speed. Boy, didn't miss by much. Outside corner, 1-2. One-two pitch coming from Nick Horsley on in relief. Fastball back to the screen. Wasn't a bad one, but might have mixed up Bell on that one. Interesting thing about Velarde out in right, when his time to bat comes up, he actually played on the Ringtails last year. Two ball, two strike count coming. Off speed. Call strike three. Outside corner. Looked like he might have just cut that one on the outside corner. And looky, looky. Nick Horsley is 1-2-3, strikes out the side in the top of the seventh. So, okay, folks at home, do whatever you do during that seventh inning stretch. We'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back. Colt 45 is needing to get it going, trailing 6-1 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Rep-Left branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Well, I got to tell you, the Colt 45's have been good late game offensively. They have scored 20 runs. I'm going to do the math here. I'm doing this on the fly, folks. In the last five games, in the seventh and eighth or eighth and ninth innings, the last two innings of the games, they have been very, very good. Especially in this last couple of weeks. They scored nine in a blowout loss. We don't even necessarily want to count that one, but in the game since then, they scored two in the seventh, one in the eighth against Chico in that win. They scored four in the seventh against Chico in the next one. So they can do this. As Brett Bello leads it off against Rojas. First couple of pitches, a ball and a strike. Colorful, wispy sunset clouds tonight. Next one over for a call strike. Colt 45's taking an awful lot of pitches, and I'm not a pitching coach, but something I like to see you guys up there taking their whacks. 1-2. Here it comes. Watches that one. Boy, it didn't miss by much. Bello looking for his first hit of the night. Kyle Schrodel on deck. Colby Harrison in the hole. 2-2 delivery. Curveball fouled back. Crowd staying put. Again, nice night. No breeze. It's not sweaty, though. That's coming. You know that. Fouls that one off his foot. Count stays at 2-2. And on a Sunday night, this is one of our better Sunday night crowds here at Tiger Field. Bello taking his time to get back in there as I think he took one off the foot. Rojas ready to go. Holds the glove in front of his face. Now winds and delivers. Fastball. Rolled that one up there. The count runs full. Going to need some more late game heroics from the Colt 45s. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, lined in the left field as it snagged at third base by Castaneda. He made a leaping grab, and you got to give a hand to that man. A nice play, an excellent game tonight by Castaneda, but he just robbed Brett Bello of extra bases. Just made a leaping grab. He's a right-handed third baseman, and I'm sure his heart is pumping right now. Kyle Schrodel now to the plate. Off speed, takes it on the inside corner, called for a strike. Oops. Yeah, I said line drive into left field, didn't I, Jared, our producer? Thought it was a hit. Almost made it into left field. It was towards left field. Excuse me, swing. Schrodel went around. It's 0-2. Again, they know you can't get it all back in one swing. But if you keep making contact like Bello did there, Colt 45s can get some runs on the board. So not getting much help from the other guys. Off speed, called strike three. It was a good one outside part of the plate. And that is, by my count, which is not official, but that is the fifth called third strike in this game for the Colt 45s. That brings up Colby Harrison. He walked in the second, got caught stealing that inning, and struck out looking in the fifth. Takes the first one. It's bounced up there, ball. Nobody on, two outs. Going to need some real magic here for the Colt 45s. They've got a couple of more cracks at it. As I said, you know, you go into the seventh and you need five, six runs. That's not the end of the world. You've got a third of the game left offensively. If you can get into the bullpen, swung on, took a big cut at that one. Missed it, 1-2. Needing base runners here. And that's what baseball is all about. It's a nine-inning game, and when you're at home, you keep in mind you've got those last three at-bats. That's a third of the ballgame. That's a lot of baseball. High bouncer towards second. He has to wait on it, and the big hop sails over the second baseman's head into right field. It's ruled a base hit, and you take it. He had speed now at first with two outs and a little two-out rally vibe here. See if any of the guys. I immediately looked over, and I saw one of our Little League fans that got the rally cap on. He's got it upside down and inside out. Not upside down, but inside out. One of the coaches has his rally cap on. So we got rally caps on over here from the Little League team, the Iron Pigs. Maybe that's the difference. Brings up Jordan Akins. Popped to the second baseman his last time up. Struck out in the third. He's 0-2. Not going anywhere over at first. That one's called a strike. You don't want to run yourself out of any kind of inning. Second baseman was Matthew out there. He had to wait on the big hop, and that big hop just was bigger than him. That's the way it goes sometimes. It was a big cut for Jordan Akins. Yeah, I'm kind of over the fake horn thing when the ball gets fouled into the parking lot. I figured out that it's not actually really a car, and that took me a couple of games. 1-2, off-speed, swung on, miss. Catcher dropped it, but he's going to get Akins regardless for out number three. Another strikeout. and another runner stranded. And haven't been a lot of base runners in this game. The Colt 45s are going to need some big doings in the eighth and ninth. Trailing 6-1, Ringtail 6, Colt 45s 1. We're heading to the top of the eighth on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The 6-1 Nick working in his second. Nick Horsley working in his second inning of relief. He was perfect. Help giving the bullpen a little bit of juice here. He struck out the side in the seventh. That last night game in the major leagues is the final. Cubs beat the Cardinals 5-1. Hendricks got his seventh win. Gonzalez got his first homer with the Cubs. And Schwarber, Bodie knocked in runs, but Cubs win big. Hendricks over Wainwright, and Stroop got the save. So that should bring you up to date on all your major league scores. If you missed any in the postgame show, we'll try to run them all down for you again. Right-handed batter is Noah Otero. Singled and scored in the sixth on a bloop single, and we've seen a few of those. It's been a crazy night. Colt 45s have hit a couple on the nose, nothing to show for them, and the other guys have just made do, and they've had some help, too. That pitch swung on and missed. Nick Horsley has come in and done nothing but throw strikes. Almost literally, out of 18 pitches, 13 have been strikes. 1-2 count on the right-handed hitter, Otero. Cut one outside, missed it. 2-2. Colt 45s will get a day off from game action tomorrow, but they get Lincoln coming to town on Tuesday. That one misses away. Now 3-2. No action in the Colt 45s pen. They want Nick Horsley to just get him to the eighth, and then it's rally time. Oh, he waved at that fastball, and it got ticked. Just ticked it foul because it would have been strike three. I mean, it was one of those where Otero's like, boy, because he knows he just kind of flailed at it. But he got a piece of it. That's all he needed to do. Count staying full. Nick Horsley winds and delivers. Misses high, ball four, so first base runner against Nick. He's got a great arm. We know that. He's played some third, but, boy, I mentioned last night, I mean, Horsley made it. He threw a pick to runner off of second base from his knees as a catcher. I got to tell you, you just don't see that often. And it wasn't a guy that was 20 feet off the base either. So you know he's got the great arm. And he's given the Colt 45s a boost here if he can keep working. David Miller, the catcher at the plate. That one missing away. So Horsley maybe, you know, he's not used to pitching out there. I'm sure he has not pitched since, I don't believe he's pitched since high school. I could be wrong. I don't believe he pitched in college this year. Steps back off the rubber, but he obviously knows how to pitch. He knows what he's doing out there. From the belt, checks the runner, not much of a lead. Cut one on the inside corner, missed it, 2-0. Well, the kids are chanting, they're having fun. They just want their Colt 45s to get back in it. That one missed a little high, and 3-0. So Horsley struggling now. Let's see if anything gets going out in that bullpen. I mean, it might be looking at the situation, and hey, until we get some offense going, it's your game. You don't want to call it mop-up time because they are not out of this game. There's no doubt about that. But Horsley threw that one over for a strike. Blocks haven't been the huge problem tonight. Really, it's been defense. Nice pickup move, but back in sliding. It's been the defense. Errors contributed in both innings where runs were scored. 3-1, one strike count. Fastball high along the letters, but a little high, not much. Nick's not missing by much. And looks over at the coach. Not much you can do with that. Looks over at his manager. So two walks to start things off. Chuck Matthew at the plate, second baseman. He's 0 for 2. He did walk and score in that fifth inning, the big fifth that tilted the scales of this game. Fastball over for a strike. I mean, when you haven't pitched in a game in quite some time, thrown off the mound, it is not as easy as it looks, folks. Even if you've done it all your life at this level. Line bouncer towards short. Roop to his left. Actually, Marquez had come into the game, it looks like. And that's going to be an error. Or is that Roop? Excuse me. We've got some changes out there I did not see. That is Roop. Excuse me. And the error on Brandon Roop. So the bases are loaded. That should have been, it could have been a double play. It was, as you heard I said, it was hit hard, sharply. Roop couldn't handle it out there. So the bases are full. In the top of the order, and Diego Castaneda, who's hurt the Colt 45s offensively and defensively tonight. Fastball inside corner, misses 1-0. That's the fifth error of the night for the Colt 45s. And here's a stat I don't want to share with you, but they have not had an error-free game this season. And I know that's something Barrett Fasking is working on. And early in the season, you had a lot of guys playing out of position. Not so much the case now. Ball and a strike to count. Bases loaded. Nobody out. You got to keep it right here. Nick Horsley working from the wind to the right-handed batter, and he hits Castaneda in the back. He went to the breaking ball. That's going to bring in a run and make it 7-1. That one hurts.
Jordan Taylor.
That's a RBI the really hard way. Otero comes in to score. So they have scored a run without benefit of a hit. And honestly, could have been a two out, could have two outs in this thing if they'd been able to turn that. But ifs and nuts, you know. This pitch, first one to him, bounced to second. Akins goes to first for the out, another run scores. That was the play, Jordan Akins off the bat of Jordan Taylor. You're trading outs for runs again here, but you kind of don't have much of a choice. Runner goes over, so runners at second and third. One out. And the left-handed hitter, Chase Rossman. Again, you're playing back. You just don't want, you want to get outs where you can get them. Because you're going to have to mount a big offensive comeback now, trailing 8-1. Colt 45s get two more at-bats. They put a 9 spot on the board 3 nights ago. So they can do it. We'll just have to see. 8-1 is the score. Pitch to the left-handed batter, Rossman, over for a called strike. Quickly out in front, 0-2. Next pitch swung on, foul, third base side, out of play. Pretty good cut. After that perfect 1-2-3 strikeout to side inning, Horsley has been human this inning, but not all by his own doing. Off speed, line drive back to the pitcher, throws over to third, tries to double him up there, but back in safely. They do get the second out. Horsley quickly looked to the closest bag and just did. Chuck Matthew just did get back into third base, and that's a line drive, back, kind of a soft liner back to the box. Two down. And John Downey at the plate, who's 1-for-4, called out on strikes when he faced Horsley last inning. Seventh batter of this inning. Takes first pitch for a strike. Horsley working from the wind. There's another fastball. Swings and misses. 0-2. Eight, 7-1 for the Ringtails. One run, 3 hits, 5 errors for the Colt 45s. That one up and away. 1-2 the count. Curveball, bounce towards second. Akins fields it, throws the first. He got it. So, a couple of ugly runs make it 8-1 Ringtails. They scored those two without benefit of a hit. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball as we go to the bottom of the eighth, needing some offense on KCNR 96.5 and 1460.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
It'll be 9-1-2, Andy Bayena, Eamon Velarde, and Brendan Roop. And it's time to get something going. If you're the Colt 45s, they have scraped out just 3 hits. Bayena had the first one and the only one they had until the sixth inning. And it was an impressive home run.
Number one.
Back in the third, his first of the season. The right-hander Rojas continues to work for the Ringtails. He's in his fourth inning here in the bottom of the eighth. And again, most of the crowd has stayed tonight. I mean, the sun's barely set, so it's been a pretty quick game. I didn't get the first pitch. We were very late with the first pitch, about 6:43, I think. So you're talking about a 2-hour, 13-minute game, if my quick math is right. To this point, Colt 45s would really like to make it longer. They would like to reward these fans who've stuck around. First pitch, Bayena took a cut, fouled it back out of play. And it was a good one, too. He looked like he was on it. It was a fastball, and it was hittable. You need base runners, and you need a bunch of them. Velarde on deck. Inside corner, called strike two. So Rojas now has gotten his ball strike ratio up, 35 strikes to 15 balls. Colt 45s have taken a lot of those. Swung on, popped right side, shallow, chasing it down as the right fielder and the second baseman. Nobody can get to it. It drops in for a hit. You'll take it, right? The bloop single by Andy Bayena, his second hit of the night. And Eamon Velarde comes to the plate. He's a switch hitter. He's going to bat left against the right-hander Rojas. Velarde played for them a year ago. And, in fact, I wasn't even aware of that necessarily until I looked at the statistics. And against the Colt 45s, last year he was 3-for-8. I guess that's one of the reasons they wanted him. But he has turned out to be a good bat. They've got him for his arm this year, but he's hitting .429. 9 hits and 21 at-bats, takes the first pitch over for a strike. No homers and 4 runs batted in, but he's been a nice surprise. Had to play quite a bit of outfield early in the season. He's primarily going to pitch here this year. 0-1 the count, off speed. He thought about it and maybe should have swung. It was called a strike, strike two. Velarde choking up just a little bit on the bat against Rojas. They need base runners and a whole bunch of them. Roop on deck. Off speed, took that one away, and it was outside, 1-2. Working from the stretch. They've got some action out in the bullpen. We'll check on that in a moment. Off speed, swung on, missed. He got him. Velarde trying to protect himself at the plate. He was a bit fooled, whatever the pitch was. And that is out, number one. Eleven strikeouts for the Colt 45's lineup tonight. And Brendan Roop comes to the plate. He's 0-3. Off-speed curve, missed just a bit inside. Carlson on deck. And I forgot to say, as an X-curve, misses high as well. The reason why Velarde was in, Thompson checked out of the game after his hit with a pitch early in the game in his tricep, and it looked like that may have been flaring up, so he left the game a couple of innings ago. And speaking of hit by pitch, Rojas hits Roop. So Roop down on a hit batter. You got two runners on, one out, in the middle of your order coming up, Erik Karlsson. And Erik will agree that he's due in this situation. It's the fifth time that Brendan's been hit with a pitch. And he doesn't lead the team. Thompson and Baena lead the team in being hit by pitch. So here comes Erik Karlsson, who's 0-3, takes the first pitch, a high strike, 0-1. The 0-1 delivery swung on, hit high towards right field. Shallow, though. Down, he went back first. Now he's coming in and making the catch. Runner can't tag. Not deep enough. And that'll be out number two. He went with the pitch, just got under a bit. That brings up Jacob Machuca.
Number 16, Jacob Machuca.
Machuca twice has come up with two outs and trying to keep an inning alive, but has been unsuccessful. He'd like to turn that around right here. Left-handed batter. First pitch swings and misses. Wanting to get his cuts in. Good for him. I need to get something going. Two on. Two-out rally vibes. Can they get him? Are they feeling him? Let's see. Another big swing. Another big miss. 0-2. Colt 45's fans on edge. Off speed, misses high, 1-2. Good idea. Machuca didn't chase. They got four more outs, but no better time than now. Let's see if they can get a big swing here from Machuca. You know what you'd like to see, but you'll take a hit. Off speed, tipped it, caught by the catcher, strike three. So Machuca goes down swinging. We're out number three, and the Colt 45s leave a couple on base here in the ninth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left. We go to the eighth. Now we go to the top of the ninth. Ringtails with a comfortable 8-1 lead. You're listening to Baseball on KCNR 96.5 and 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
You got to hold them right here. Colt 45's trailing big. Going to need a huge bottom of the ninth. Nick Horsley in his third inning of work. The third Colt 45's pitcher Milligan started. Nick Schrodel pitched an inning of relief. And Horsley has gone two scoreless innings, or rather, excuse me, two no-hit innings, but did give up two runs with a couple of walks and a hit batter last inning with the bases loaded. He'll face, might have a pinch hitter coming up here. Let's see. Looks like we do have a pinch hitter. Facing Lonnie Johnson, who's pinch hitting here for Connor Fleaharty. Johnson takes a whack at the first pitch. It's a strike. Right-handed batter, lanky hitter, swings and whacks it towards center, but Bayana doesn't have to move more than a couple of steps back into his right and makes a catch for out number one. Let's see if they've got another pinch hitter. Nope, it's going to be Brian Barrington, I believe is also their hitting coach. Barrington, the DH. He is a switch hitter, which just, I guess, dawned on me. Batting left against the right-hander. It's over, but a little bit, actually a little high, ball in the strikes. Horsley winds and delivers. Swung on, hit high and deep, but foul on the right side. He's way out in front of it. Ball and a strike to count. Horsley working quickly. 1-1 pitch. Sidearm breaking ball just missed. Bello held it there a second, but did not get any help from the home plate umpire. And Johnny Smith, 2-1 to count. Horsley fastball. That one's a strike. Right along the knees. 2-2. And this one popped back out of play, 2-2. So Horsley again back to throwing strikes as he did when he first came into the game. When his day started, I don't know if he even realized he was part of the relief rotation tonight. We thought we might see Kronowski. But with the big five-run inning, it kind of opened things up, made it a little different affair at that point. Fastball misses away. Count runs full. Now Brett Bello's going to go out and talk to him. And Nick Horsley was actually looking over at the coaching staff. I don't know if something's wrong there. He's obviously feels okay. Maybe he just wants to say, hey, this guy can't hit your fastball. Who knows? Who knows what the discussion is? Not talking about fishing. 3-2 delivery. Outside corner. Did not miss by much. And boy, I'll tell you what, Barrington wasn't going to take anything for granted. He was standing there waiting for the umpire to give him a call. That's how much he thought he had struck out. But nope, it's ball four. Very non-demonstrative umpire. And brings up Noah Otero, who's been on base the last three times and scored each time. Umpire giving the evil eye to our PA system family over there. They might have played that Carrie Underwood a little bit too late in the at-bat. Horsley working pretty quickly. That's also part of it. Fastball misses up, but he's not missing by much. I got a sneaking suspicion he's going to stick more to that. They're holding the runner on at first. Would be shocked if Barrington. Oh, he throws over and throws it away. Runner going to head to second, and there's a lot of room out there. Velarde coming up and throwing, getting it in. The runner all the way over at third base, and you can hear Ringtail's fans. It's going to be an error, a two-base throwing error. And now you got a man at third, just one out, and Noah Otero at the plate. Fastball swung on and miss. One and one. Horsley working from the wind here. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, hit high towards center field. It probably is deep enough. Baena over to his left and back. Runner is tagging. Hits the cutoff man, but Aiken's got no chance to get the base runner.
Now batting number two, David Carter.
It was actually a pinch runner, Matthew Corkery, and Corkery scores. And that makes it 9-1. That one's unearned at this stage of the game. But I don't think any of that matters, because you're going to need a whole bunch of fun. Barrick Fasking started to go out to talk to Horsley, wanted to make sure he was okay. And he told the umpire he was just, he touched his arm as if I just wanted to check and make sure he's okay. So it did not count as a visit. And the right-handed batting catcher, David Miller, takes the first pitch for a strike. Two down here, top of the ninth. Fastball blew it by him. I mean, Horsley knows that he can't live on one pitch at this level, but he's got a good fastball. Might just be telling him, let's throw more of those. Cut that one a little bit. Fouled it back out of play, 0-2. Miller's choked up on the bat. He walked against Horsley in the eighth. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Off speed, swung on, missed. He struck him out. So Horsley gets out of that trouble. His fourth strikeout, and the Colt 45s, let's see what they can do. Get something going in the bottom of the ninth, so you got some feel-good at the end of this thing. It's 9-1, Ringtails, heading to the bottom of the ninth. This is KCNR 96 FM, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, let's see who they brought in to finish off this job for the Reading Ringtails. They've got a reliever, and you know how I know that it is not Rojas? He doesn't have a beard. Trying to get a look at his number, and it is going to be Dylan Lum. Lum pitched against him the first time around. He's a right-hander. In that game, he went two-thirds of an inning and struck out one guy. So he's a right-handed batter.
45, number 28, Ringtails.
So Dylan Lum going to face Brett Bello to lead things off. So Colt 45 scored 9 in a blowout loss 3 nights ago. Hey, why not do it again. Heck, it'd be fun. Bello takes a big cut, but I tell you, you just don't get there swinging home runs. You got to have a bunch of hits together. He took a big cut at a high fastball, missed it, 0-1. Trotel on deck and Harrison in the hole. Fastball over for a called strike two. Dylan Lum, the third pitcher. We thought we were going to see the old man to start things, Jason Nundrum, but we didn't. Off-speed swung on, lined in the left field. Base hit. This one just out of the reach of Diego Castaneda. Quickly over to gobble it up as Taylor in left.
Now batting number five.
He gets it in, so it's a leadoff single for the Colt 45s here in the ninth. Kyle Schrodel now at the plate. Dylan Lum on, another Simpson University product out of St. Louis School in Ava Beach, Hawaii. 5'10". And I'm just going to ask because I don't know, and I'm curious if he's related to Mike Lum. He could be. Mike Lum was the first Hawaiian Major League Baseball player. I know that because I was an Atlanta Braves fan as a kid. And not sure how popular that name is, but certainly interesting. But he's facing Trotel, who takes a big cut at that one. Now, a ball and two strikes. The count. Umpire actually taking the ball all the way out there, and he's saying something to him because I think his catcher got one. It might have hurt him a little bit. So they're giving the catcher a couple of extra seconds to see if his cage is rattled a little bit. And he's all right. Puts the helmet back on, ready to go. So Lum with the Redhawks pitched in six games this year. 21 and two-thirds innings. Actually, last season. Not sure what he did this year. One ball, two-strike pitch. Swung on, missed. He struck him out.
Number 12,
Harrison. Looks like he pitched 23 and two-thirds innings, and if I'm reading this right, a 7.23 ERA. Count and fouled back out of play. Colby Harrison trying to get a little bingo going here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 9-1. Barring my hoped-for huge comeback, this would snap a two-game winning streak. Fastball over for a called strike. Colt 45's taking a lot of pitches, finding themselves in holes. And, hey, give credit to the three pitchers who's thrown strikes. For the Ringtails. Fastball fouled that one back. One out. Jordan Akins on deck. Harrison's 1-for-2 tonight. He walked and struck out and then singled in the seventh. Was stranded on base. Colt 45's not had a lot of base runners. But they have stranded six. With just four hits. Fastball misses it inside. Again, they haven't had a lot of base runners. They've only worked one walk. They've had more hit batters than walks in this game. And double-digit strikeouts. Stuff to be worked on for them for the next game on Tuesday. This one fouled back out of play. Ball and two strikes to count. If you do hear in the background, that's code for no windows were smashed. You'll hear the sound effect for the smashed window if it actually did hit a car. Because the parking lot is very close, and some people do park in some of those close spots. Throw to first base. Bello's not going anywhere. Pretty much everybody in the ballpark assumed that. Trailing by eight, and he's a catcher. He runs well, but he scored a lot of runs for the Colt 45 so far, but still. Swung on, fouled off right side, going to be out of play. Lum posting 4 wins this year, if I'm, again, reading their statistics correctly on the Simpson website. And it may not be. Little right-hander checks the runner at first. Now delivers. Off-speed bounce towards short. Let's see. Over to second one. On to first. Safe. Live to breathe another at-bat. Harrison hustling down that line.
Number 9, Jordan Aiken.
They didn't get a super quick exchange at second base. Jordan Aiken's now due up. Barrett Fasking talking to the home plate umpire. He may have been asking about possible interference at second base, or did the second baseman actually touch the base? That's the kind of thing you might talk about. I am not close enough to have that kind of feeling. We don't have video replay, but you know, always trying to make sure the umps work together on their behalf, if possible. Jordan Aikens comes to the plate. Fastball, that's by him, 0-1. With the little Hawaiian right-handers, looked good. Second time we've seen him this year. He wears glasses. This pitch bounced toward short. Short hopped. Actually, it was popped toward short. I thought it was a bouncer. Otero takes it before it does bounce, and that is out number 3. An odd way to end an odd and disappointing game for the Colt 45s. Colt 45s dropped this one 9-1 to the visiting Ringtails. We'll be back with a recap and a look ahead in just a moment. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, it's a final 9-1. We'll recap the scoring in just a moment. As promised earlier, we'll give you some Major League Baseball finals before we do that. The Reds beat the Phillies 4-3. Rays over the Red Sox 6-1. And the Diamondbacks beat the Blue Jays 8-2. Braves edge the Marlins 7-6. The Twins crush the Tigers 12-2. Mets beat the Rockies 6-1. Syndergaard struck out 7 in 7 scoreless innings. Yankees edge the Indians in extras 7-6. Astros blanked the Orioles 4-0. Miley and Osuna win and save. Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2. Moustakas had a 2-run go-ahead homer in that thing. White Sox beat the Royals 5-2. A's edged the Rangers 9-8. And the Dodgers shut out the Giants 1-0. The only run scored in that game was Muncy's homer in the first inning off of Madison Bumgarner. And the Mariners beat the Angels 9-3, Nationals over the Padres 5-2, and the lone night game Cubs beat the Cardinals by a 5-1 final. Here at Tiger Field, not good news for the Colt 45s fans. Crosstown Ringtails fans, well, they're happy. 9-1 your final. Let's recap some of the scoring for you in this game. Actually, it was a solid pitching early. Colby Milligan looked very good. I felt certainly looked good. Struggled a little in the first inning, but his, gave up a little more than a few infield hits and softly hit balls until the fifth, and the wheels kind of came off. On just three hits, there were two errors behind him. He had a couple of walks. One of those errors was his. He had a couple of wild pitches, and I know Colby would like to have that portion of the start back. They played it five in that frame, and the Colt 45s never really got back into it. The bad guys added another in the sixth, two more in the eighth, and one in the ninth to get their tally. And the Colt 45 struggled offensively in this contest. No two ways to look at that. They had 14 strikeouts in this game. Sanderson started, pitched well. Four innings, one hit, one earned run, one walk, six strikeouts. Rojas pitched well. Four innings, three hits, no walks, and seven strikeouts. And Alum pitched a scoreless ninth inning, giving up one hit. The Colt 45s are only able to scratch out five hits, and in total, they left two, three, four, six, seven men on base. And when you only get five hits, well, that tells you they weren't coming up with those run-scoring plays, driving in the runs and the opportunities that they had. They know it better than I do. Ends a two-game winning streak, and you get right back at them. Unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, tomorrow they'll have a chance to work on some things and get back at it on Tuesday when they'll take on the Lincoln Porters here at Tiger Field. That game against the Lincoln Porters will start at 7:15. Our broadcast will begin at 7 o'clock with a pregame show, pregame interview, and more. And, of course, the gates here at the ballpark will open at 6:30 on Tuesday night. Final line score. Reading Ringtails win their second game of the year, improved to 2-4. Colt 45s fall to 7-5. Ringtails 9 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Colt 45s 1 run, 5 hits, and 7 errors. On behalf of my engineer back at the station, Jared Kingslayer King, who's now got Alice Cooper music in his brain, he told me, for the rest of the night. Appreciate the good work of Jared. Appreciate you joining us tonight, and we will be back with you on Tuesday night. And also want to stick this one in your ear for your schedule Wednesday night. We'll be debuting Scorecard Scribblings from the Sports Guy. That's me, Brent Weber. That'll be Wednesday night at 6 o'clock on this very station, KCNR. I'm Brent Weber saying thanks for joining us tonight. Your final 9-1. We'll see you at the ballpark on Tuesday.
Radio fascinations that you can hear at talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburg, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steppen here. We are, well, I say here, I'm here in spirit. You can hear my voice, but normally when you hear me on the radio or in podcast, there's a live component to it, but not this week because we're all participating in the Talkers Annual Convention in New York City. So we put together a special version of the countdown for us to use with you this week.
Well, it was the first state dinner for President Trump and the in his family, his delegation, and the royals. It was kind of interesting to watch, and I don't know, as much as I want to not like watching the royals, I'm just so fascinated by all the pomp and circumstance and the tiaras, because they all wear the crowns and they're really beautiful. So watching the president and his family had a state dinner with the royals, I thought was kind of fun. They sat side by side and seemed to have a lot of respect for each other. The queen stood up and made a toast to President Trump and to their relationship with us. And then Trump stood up and made a really nice, respectful toast, I thought, to the Queen. Talked about how she was such a part of D-Day when her father, she was a young woman, she was out there helping fight for the cause, and that's what they're all there for, by the way, is the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, President Trump hosted a breakfast meeting with senior leaders in England and Prime Minister Theresa May, who's on her way out, where he told the Prime Minister, "It's been an honor to work with you. I don't know what your timetable is, but stick around. Let's do this deal," meaning a trade deal. So he's trying to pressure Theresa May into staying a little longer.
"I'll give you a job. Come on and over to America and I'll give you a job."
Yesterday,
the way, did he invite the mayor of London? Was he there?
Oh, no. Sadiq Khan, no. They don't get along at all. Sadiq Khan wrote a scathing op-ed, you missed it, about basically calling Trump a bigot and a racist. And then Trump responded by calling him a stone-cold loser and saying that he was just like an ineffective Bill de Blasio, except shorter. And a little back and forth. But the state dinner was very nice. There was nothing out of place, or at least nothing that's been reported. Everybody seemed to be great. Kate Middleton looked fantastic. I thought Melania looked really nice. Very, very pretty. And then, this trade deal that he's trying to work for, again, bringing in everybody one-on-one, these trade deals that he's trying to create with all of the countries, he said a big trade deal is possible once the United Kingdom gets rid of the shackles of the European Union. And he said he's already starting to talk with some of these advisors. He met with a lot of people from the Conservative Party, which is Theresa May's party there. And again, the pressure, he's put a little pressure on Theresa May to stay longer so that they can work on trade. But I'm not sure that's going to happen, because she's expected to be done after June 8th.
Yeah, right. All right, so what do we think? There's not much. It is what it is under the circumstances.
And this is not going to make your life any better. Jennifer, are you going to Virginia Beach? Let's go into this and kind of try to make some sense out of it. These things happen, and we don't seem to be able to make any sense out of them, but we have the info.
Hard to make sense out of any of this, but there was a man who gunned down 12 people at a Virginia Beach office, and now we know that that man worked there. He resigned the morning of the attack, but there are still a lot of questions about why this city engineer targeted people that he'd worked with for years. Dwayne Craddock is 40 years old, and apparently he fired indiscriminately on a municipal building Friday afternoon. He was fatally wounded in what turned out to be a pretty lengthy shootout with police. Before the attack, he emailed a resignation letter on Friday morning to the Virginia Beach city manager, Dave Hansen. He was not forced to resign. According to the city manager, his performance was satisfactory and he was within good standing in the department. There were no issues of discipline ongoing with him, according to the city manager. His supervisor asked him why he was resigning, and according to a report on CNN, he told his boss he was quitting for personal reasons. But near the end of the workday on Friday, Craddock shot one person in a car and then entered a building where he fired on victims on three floors of the office that he worked in every single day. Now, what's still being investigated, the authorities are still searching for a motive. The people who knew him say that they didn't see any of this coming. Joseph Scott said he worked with the shooter for several years and saw him that day. He said that he was brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I guess he always did it. He wished him a good day. The gunman said the gunman was what the person thought was a good person. So it's kind of, they're still looking to see what was the catalyst here for him. He was going to quit. Okay, fine. They were going to let him go. Why the need to go in and shoot 12 of his coworkers? And they feel that in some cases, these people were coordinated. They were somebody that he had pre-planned to go after. So Just still a lot of mystery surrounding this, no doubt. President Trump over the weekend went to services in Virginia Beach and didn't do any remarks or anything public, but went and visited with a few of the families and a pastor at a church there in town to help see what the grieving process was like for this community, because it's huge. 12 victims is...
And no apparent, as you say, no apparent motive. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that this guy bought the both the guns, 45s, legally a couple of years ago. So, and he doesn't have any signs. There's nothing in his record. There's nothing anywhere
right.
that would indicate that he was a nutbird. And then he got it was so intense, apparently. The firefight that went on back and forth between the officers
it
who
took forever.
Cornered him. It was like a bad movie. It was, and one wonders if that isn't part of this. If the, last week at this time, I was talking about going to see a movie that I, as Victoria was happy to tell me, and she was right. Why would I go see something that I knew that I wasn't going to like? And yet I did see it, and I could see where people would be somehow or other affected by all the violence in that John Wick movie and all the violence that there are in so many movies today. And so how do you make sense out of this? Most of these things you can't make any sense out of, but this is even more a head-scratcher.
I think that's the scariest part is, with a lot of these cases, you can, they seem to follow the same path of being a young guy who's kind of reclusive, who sits in his room, who doesn't know how to interact with other people. In those situations, okay, maybe, obviously, someone wasn't able to stop them before they did it, but maybe someone could have been able to. But in a situation like this where it just seems like, a normal person who, maybe wasn't the happiest at his job if he resigned, but a lot of people aren't the happiest at their job. It doesn't mean they're going to go shoot people. So it's just, how do you predict something like this? How do you stop it from happening?
That's the question.
There's no sign of it.
No warning signs.
Nothing. And the Virginia governor, who has ordered a special session, Victoria, on gun control, in an overnight development, the governor... Ralph Northam, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, right? N-O-R-T-H-A-M?
Oh, yeah.
Northam? Yep.
He's the one who was in the news a bunch last year, but he's still got his job, so.
Under, oh, yeah, that's right, too. I forgot.
The blackface thing.
The Michael Jackson guy?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
All right, so anyway, governor said that he will summon members of the Senate and the House to meet in special session, quote, for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws. What would be those? The laws, he says, would include universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons, and other restrictions that are yet to be named. The governor said that he's asked lawmakers for tighter gun restrictions in the past, but they've turned down his request, and guess what? They'll do it again, because that's the way they think in Virginia, in my estimation.
I just don't. I don't know if it's partially because of the assault ban thing, but I just don't understand. It seems like most gun owners seem to be a fan of universal background checks. I don't understand the pushback against background checks.
Well, the NRA.
Well,
they're always the ones who. It doesn't even. Most NRA members are in favor of very common sense gun laws. So, but it's the NRA leadership and the lobbyists. They're the ones who take over everything. But the actual members
of the fight,
Victoria,
between the old and the new. That is Wayne LaPierre, who's been around way too long.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of an old line politician, and when he got up against it with Oliver North. North lost, and that's why he's gone.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's frustrating because, any people going and shooting people makes everyone look bad. It makes gun owners look bad. It makes gun store owners look bad when, people are asking, well, why did you sell this gun to this person? And if you're selling it to someone legally and then they go out and shoot 12 people, what does the gun shop owner have to do in that situation? They did everything legally, so... Obviously, something's got to change to give them a little bit more control so they can not sell guns to someone if there's, a record of that person having extreme mental health problems or something like that. There's just got to be more for them to be able to do in that situation.
In the case of the shooter, though, he would have passed the background check. And that's what's really scary because he had no record whatsoever. He just snapped. And I guess it's hard to predict that. But I thought going back to, I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was, the Virginia Tech shootings. Remember that crazy guy who bought guns in different counties and then went and shot up the campus? Was it 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. I thought that maybe more. I don't remember now. But I thought that there was a whole cry in Virginia for changing the gun laws back then because that guy had legally bought all these guns within like 3 days or something. So I guess they never did anything back then. Now they want to try it again.
Well, in
well,
this
if they didn't do anything after Virginia Tech.
I know.
That's why I said what I did a minute ago with regard to what goes on in Virginia. It doesn't make a difference. They feel like they have to out-conservative or out-right-wing whatever other state is around them. And it's pretty interesting, though, when you see the politics of what these areas that surround Washington. That's one of the problems that the NRA has, is this inflexibility of one or two or three people at the top. Whereas the rank and file, I belong to the NRA, and I don't appreciate it. I've never liked Wayne LaPierre. I've interviewed him three or four times way back when, and I said, I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore. He's a boob. And he is a boob.
He must be making so much money, though.
Of course
right?
he is. He gets paid off by the gun manufacturers.
He has to be. Because a normal person wouldn't keep that kind of a hard-line stance on something when you see all these mass shootings continually happening if you're not lining your own pockets.
To shut down the discussion, to just say, no, we're not going to do it, or no, we're not going to talk about it, what does that get you? And get you a lot. So these are the 10 most talked-about people. When I say disgust, sometimes people think I mean disgusting, but no. I guess you can apply that if you want to. At number 10, James Holzhauer, the big winner on Jeopardy, who lost this week. And then at number 9, Hope Hicks and Don McGahn tied for that position. Number 8, Christopher Steele. Gerald Nadler is at number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. Joe Biden at number 5. Scott Peterson at number 4. Mike Pompeo at 3. Theresa May and the Queen and Melania Trump all around the visit. They're tied at the number 2 position. And the President, Donald Trump, is in the number 1 slot, as is usually the case. So research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the official list of the top 10 people on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older, maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to TopLoss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. TopLoss.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview officially of all of the 10 stories. Let's go through them from number 10 to number 1. Well, the story is number 10 is a focus on Jeopardy and James losing on Jeopardy, so that's the 10th most talked about discussion topic this week. Number 9, the difference between red meat and white meat. Apparently there isn't any because they both cause bad things to happen to your body. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform continues. Number 7, the anniversary of what happened in China in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. Number 6, the impeachment talk continues. Number 5, presidential election candidates for 2020. Number 4, the Virginia Beach shooting. Number 3, big tech under fire. Number 2, the trade war with China and Mexico. And the president in England, along with the celebration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Those are the big stories this week. While we're in this department, excuse me, Victoria, before you give us your trender, there's another focus on a similar circumstance. You'll remember that Broward County Sheriff's deputy, former deputy, Scott Peterson. He's been charged with child neglect, negligence, perjury in connection with a shooting at the school. This is how many, is this 2 years ago?
This is the Parkland shooting. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, right?
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? How long ago did that take place? Time flies.
1 year ago, Valentine's Day. Right?
Really, was that recently? I thought it was more.
It feels like it was longer, but I believe it was 1 year ago, Valentine's Day.
Anyway, Peterson is facing 11 charges in connection with his lack of response, doing nothing.
Good. He sat outside while children were being massacred.
Yeah.
I wish that they could even throw something stronger at him beyond child neglect.
His bail is set at $102,000. He's in jail now, booked in the Broward County system. In some of the interviews that he's given in the past, his lawyer has said it's a gross oversimplification to characterize his actions, Peterson's actions, as cowardly. Said Peterson believed the gunshots were coming from outside the building, so he still didn't do anything.
So he didn't fire into the air. So where did he investigate those outside shots?
Underneath a rock behind the school. That would be my read. It's 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Let's save Chick-fil-A. You see, the Texas legislature is making a strong statement with the controversial new Save Chick-fil-A bill that passed the Senate with a 19-12 vote and was recently approved by the Texas House with an overwhelming 79-62 vote. The bill was spurred on when the San Antonio City Council barred the fast food chain from opening a restaurant in their city simply for donating to Christian organizations and advocacy groups. Chick-fil-A welcomes and embraces all people, regardless of religion, race, or any other group they're a part of. It is encouraging that the Texas legislature is doing the same.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, a special focus on the issue courtesy of my partners on the Daily DJV program, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Here, Kara Schiller popping in from time to time. Those are the ladies that I spend most of my time with on the radio, and those are the people with whom I discuss the issues
like we're hearing here?
Well, unfortunately, we have to travel to Dominican Republic, and there are two really big stories that popped up over the weekend. The first is about a woman named Tammy Lawrence Daly. She posted on Facebook a horrible experience that she had that almost killed her. While she was at a five-star Caribbean resort, she was with her husband. They're from Wilmington, Delaware, and she and her husband were on the second night of a stay with friends at the Majestic Elegance Punta Cana Resort in Dominican Republic. They were there in January. The reason she's posting about it now is because it's taken her this long to recover from her injuries. So what happened was she and her husband wanted to order some room service, and they learned that it had shut down for the night, so she left her room to get a snack at the lounge of the resort. She told her husband, she said, "I'm going to get a snack. I'll be back in 5 minutes." While she was walking through the corridors outside of the building, because, you know, those Caribbean resorts are a series of outdoor kind of buildings and things like that. So she was walking from one building to the next. It was apparently a very, very close distance. She heard footsteps behind her, and then the next thing she knew, she woke up in basically like a closet kind of utility room, and this guy beat her to within inches of her life. It went on for 8 hours. And so she was beaten so badly her husband didn't recognize her except for her shoes. And so when she basically, the guy only left her because he thought she was dead. So and this guy is still out there. This is the worst part, and this is why she posted this lengthy post on Facebook. She said he's still out there. He's a predator. He's waiting for his next victim if he hasn't already claimed another victim since January. He also was wearing a uniform of the resort. So that's another thing that she was complaining about, rightfully so, saying that the Majestic Elegance, the resort, essentially, they didn't reimburse her for her stay. They didn't offer to pay for any of her medical bills. This was perpetrated by a hotel employee. They've done nothing. I guess they said that they were going to do an investigation. They have no suspect whatsoever. And so she basically is now, I don't know what her legal recourse is, but obviously they're going to try to sue, she and her husband are going to try to sue the resort. But the resort won't do anything. And local police have not done anything. It's very, obviously, it just feels very corrupt.
Majestic Elegance, who's the owner?
I don't know. It may be locally. It may not be part of a bigger company or a bigger chain.
That'll explain it. Big chain wouldn't allow. They wouldn't.
Well, stuff happens at all these types of resorts, you know, all through Mexico and all those. I forget what chain it was. I think it was Iberostar. That had the 50,000 gallons of tainted alcohol that people were dying from, and it's one of those. It's a cautionary tale. This is a 5-star resort on the Dominican Republic, and this is the kind of stuff that happened there. Now, the second story that made headlines over the weekend is also related to the Dominican Republic. A couple from Maryland. The husband was 63. The wife was 49. They were staying at a resort, the Playa Nueva Romana, and they had been there, I guess, for a while on vacation, and they were both found dead in their hotel room when they didn't check out. They missed their checkout time. The staff went into the hotel room and found them both dead on the floor. An autopsy found that they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema, which is caused by excess fluid in the lungs. Now, this is extremely suspicious because why would, you know, a 63-year-old man and a 49-year-old woman, and then they die at the exact same time of the same thing? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's something else going on. This was also a pretty well-known resort, and so the authorities now are launching, they say they're launching an investigation into this as well.
But certainly those are disturbing facts and a disturbing story. No, you just wonder how weird.
Well, it makes you think twice about where you choose to travel for vacation, because how many times do you hear these stories? And while it seems so appealing to want to explore and to see different places, the problem going to those islands is that there's so much poverty that it's either poverty or it's kind of wealthy tourists that can afford to go there. And that's what's really hard, is that you almost set yourself up to be a prime target for someone who's really feeling desperate. I was in Antigua not so many years ago, and literally you're either looking at a resort or you're looking at chickens walking around on the road and really poor people.
And skinny goats like along the side of the road. Yeah, like starving goats everywhere. I've been to Antigua. I didn't like that at all. It's so jarring.
Not much. Unless you get out for a short-term thing. I don't care much for the Caribbean myself. I've been to most every island there over the years. All right, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
In from Sierra Sil.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Authorities say former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz ambushed by a man who got off a motorcycle and shot him in the back at a nearly point-blank range in his native Dominican Republic. It happened Sunday night nearly about 9 o'clock at a club in Santo Domingo. The gunman apparently approached from behind, shot Ortiz. Ortiz was taken to the hospital and underwent surgery and is listed in stable condition. The suspect was taken into custody. President Trump has put on hold his plan to begin imposing tariffs on Mexico Monday, saying the U.S. ally will take strong measures to reduce the flow of Central American migrants into the U.S. But as Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan told Fox News Sunday, if Mexico does not follow through on its commitments, the tariffs could come back in play.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers. And as the State Department announced, there are going to be further actions, further dialogue with Mexico on immigration, on how to manage this asylum flow in the region.
President Trump tweeted Sunday, though, he does not think Mexico will renege on its commitment. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices here at home have been dropping.
Gasoline prices are falling still, and they're falling deeper and faster. This has been a 9-cent drop over the past 3 weeks. The new average price is $2.84 nationally for regular grade, and it's a drop of 13 cents since the price peaked 5 weeks ago.
Lundberg credits lower crude oil prices contributing to the drop at the pump. A construction crane buffeted by high winds during a storm toppled on a Dallas apartment building Sunday afternoon, killing one woman in the building, injuring five other people, two of them critically. The crane collapsed and ripped a large gash into the side of the five-story structure. Winds in the area could have topped 70 miles an hour. Sunday's NASCAR Cup race postponed till Monday afternoon because of weather. This is townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
It's the first day of a general strike in Sudan, which has been called by protest leaders demanding the resignation of the ruling military council. We get the latest overseas from correspondent Sarah Bassett.
The Sudanese Professionals Association has urged people to stay home to protest last week's deadly military crackdown. Security forces violently dispersed the group's main sit-in outside military headquarters. The protesters say more than 100 people have been killed since June 3rd. Demonstrators hope their strike will force the military to hand over power to civilians. It comes after military leaders ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April, following months of mass rallies. Generals have refused demands for an immediate move to civilian rule, instead pushing for a transitional power-sharing arrangement. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sunday was a beautiful day for a parade as thousands came out for the 62nd annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade along New York City's Fifth Avenue.
Puerto Rican pride was on display everywhere you looked, with flags waving and people cheering as notables went by on floats like Ricky Martin, who was the Grand Marshal. Puerto Rico's devastation by Hurricane Maria was not forgotten. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the city will erect a permanent memorial.
Puerto Ricans are American citizens.
At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Houston Zoo's new Texas Wetlands exhibit showcases some whooping cranes that were relocated from Maryland after their federally funded habitat closed last year. Houston Chronicle reports the $20 million Texas complex, which opened in late May, is the first of four exhibits being built to mark the zoo's 100th anniversary that occurs in 2022. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not...
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist, a good guy. At Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we'll spend the entire show marking the Valentine's Day birthday of Jack Benny. This is a perfect time to talk about one of his best-known running gags. You see, early on in his career, Benny actually looked younger than his age. Therefore, initially a gag about him being just 39 was not that hard to believe. Of course, it became even funnier as time went on, and he became a fixture on television. He was born Benjamin Kubelski on Valentine's Day 1894 in Chicago and grew up in nearby Waukegan. Even though he joked about it for years, it was indeed a violin that launched his showbiz career. He had first picked up the instrument at age six, and by his teens he was playing in local dance bands. He would leave school for a career in vaudeville, and in 1911 he was playing in the same theater as the Young Marx Brothers, whose mothers, many, wanted to hire him. It was foiled, though, when Benny's parents refused to let their son, then 17, go on the road. He would leave show business briefly to join the Navy during World War I, but he spent most of his stint entertaining the troops. After the war, Benny would return to vaudeville, and he changed his first name to Jack. More about his career after we get this birthday special going. In the one we're about to play, he's attempting to get a film version of his life story made. He hopes to star in it himself, and that way he can finally land an elusive Academy Award. It's from March 6, 1955.
Program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack does another television show, but meanwhile, let's go back to yesterday's radio rehearsal here at CBS. As we look in on the rehearsal studio, Jack hasn't arrived yet, and the producer, Hilliard Marks, is listening to the orchestra.
All right, hold it, man.
All right, fellas, cut.
Come on, everyone. Mary, Don, Dennis, get your scripts.
Boy, is this a waste of time.
What do you mean?
Well, what's the sense of rehearsing the script now? The most important person isn't even here.
You know, Dennis is right. Sort of silly to go ahead without Jack.
Oh, I was talking about the sound man.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Wait a minute. You shouldn't say that. Jack is the most important person on the show. He's the star, and he's very talented.
Dennis, why'd you move over next to me?
I don't want to have anything to do with that big, fat yes man.
Easy, kids, easy. I wonder what's keeping Jack. It's not like him to be late for rehearsal.
Oh, he'll show up in a minute. And fellas, wait till you see him. Oh, brother.
Why, what's the matter, Barry?
Well, Warner Brothers called him up and told him they want to make a big feature picture called The Life of Jack Benny.
The Life of Jack Benny?
Yeah, and you know, fellas, since Jack found out about it, he's absolutely unbearable. I never saw such conceit in all my life.
Well, with all his talent, he's got a right to... Oh, here he comes now.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Donald.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Dennis, my lad.
Hello.
Malin.
Hello.
How do you do, Miss Livingstone?
Take off that monocle.
Not a monocle. I broke my bifocals and managed to save one focal. Here, Donald, take my gloves and cane. Thank you. There.
Gloves and cane? Oh, boy, are you snooty.
Dennis, the gloves are snooty. The cane is necessary.
Go ahead. Have your little fun, but you'll all apologize when you know what's happened to me.
Oh, we know.
Yes, Jack. Mary told us Warner Brothers are going to make a picture about your life.
Yes, sir. The same studio that made The Life of Emil Zola, The Life of Louis Pasteur, The Life of Mark Twain, and now The Life of Jack Benny. They're going to trace my entire career and include everyone that's played a part in it.
Gee, I hope they change the names to protect the innocent.
Oh, Danny, you're just jealous.
Why should I be jealous? Someday they might make my life story.
They already did. It was called Idiot's Delight. Well, kids, I have to leave you now. Rochester's waiting in the car to take me to Warner Brothers.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. We haven't rehearsed the script for tomorrow.
Well, you can manage without me.
Oh, no. We need you here, Jack. We can't get along without you.
Oh, that's silly.
No, Jack. You're the one that keeps us on the right path.
Oh,
why, without your guidance and your feel for comedy, we'd be lost. We wouldn't know which way to turn.
Well, Don, it's nice of you to say that.
What else do you expect from a big, fat yes man?
Excuse me, I can't keep them waiting at Warner Brothers. Come on, Mary, I want you to go with me.
Okay.
Oh, but Jack, before you go, won't you even listen to the Sportsman?
Oh, they have a number prepared?
Yeah, they're going to do a novel version of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Well, you go ahead and rehearse it, Don. I've got to leave. Come on, Mary.
All right, boys, take it.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, it's the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before.
That's just the fastest band, what an honey band. Come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, by the smoke that's really grand. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best brand in the land.
Better tasting Lucky Strike is the smoke that you will like.
And just take a puff, you'll enjoy them sure enough.
That's just the bestest brand, what an honey lamb. Come on along, come on along, join the millions who agree.
on Lucky Strike. It's Lucky Strike. Give me LSMFT. And there's a reason they're so pleasing, as you know. They're toasted. Come on along.
Come on along.
And join the throng.
And join the throng.
Puff a Lucky Strike with me.
Take it easy, Rochester. Watch where you're going.
Oh, Jack, don't be so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You must be, boss. You're telling me to take it easy and you're driving.
What? Wait a minute, Rochester. When we started out, you were driving. What happened?
Remember that big bump we hit back then?
Yes.
Well, when the people put us back in the car, they put us in wrong.
Well, you take the wheel now. And hurry up, I want to get to the studio. Say, Mary, I just thought of something. If they're going to make the story of my life, I shouldn't only be acting in it, I should direct it.
Jack.
And not only that, who knows my life better than I do? I should write it, too.
Well, if you do all that, you might as well produce it.
Yeah. Gee, I can see it now. The Life of Jack Benny, starring Jack Benny, directed by Jack Benny, written by Jack Benny, and produced by Jack Benny. What are you laughing at?
I'll lend you my girdle and you can be your own leading lady.
No, that would be going too far.
Jack, there's the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh, yes. Rochester, turn up that driveway.
Yes, sir.
Gee, the lot is pretty full. Well, here's a space right in the middle. Park here, Rochester.
Okay.
Hey, that sounded like gunshots.
Yeah, they must be making a cowboy picture.
Well, somebody better tell them this ain't the stagecoach. The last one went through the radiator.
Say, you're right. It's that parking attendant over there. Hey, mister, what's the big idea of shooting at us?
You took the space reserved for Mr. Jack Warner.
Oh, yes. He always was touchy about that. But look, fella, I'm Jack Benny, and I've got an appointment with...
Jack Benny?
Yes.
The one that starred in The Horn Blows at Midnight?
That's right. I did that for Warner Brothers 15 years ago. Did you see it?
See it? I directed it.
Well, of course, Herman. I didn't recognize you. You've gotten thin.
Yeah, thin.
But, Herman, I can't understand it. You were doing so well. How come they've got you out here on the parking lot?
How come? All my life I wanted to be a director. For years I studied and starved trying to learn the profession. Every little job they put me on, I did with perfection. And finally they noticed me. I became an assistant director. I was on my way up. No. Suddenly I was a director.
Yeah.
Everything I did was right. I was turning out hit after hit. I had money, respect. I even won an Oscar. And you came along. You and that lousy Horn Blows at Midnight. Why did you have to come into my life? I used to direct pictures. Now I'm directing traffic.
Herman, put down that gun.
What do you care? I'm pointing it at myself.
Jeez. He's a complete wreck. I feel sort of responsible. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
Let Herman park the car and give him a dime tip. Come on, Mary. I don't want to keep Mr. Warner waiting.
We'll be back with the life of the Jack Benny movie right after we take a short intermission. Stay tuned.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition and a chance to college, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeoplRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Now back to the Jack Benny Show for March 1955 on When Radio Was.
Here's Jack Warner's office. Let's go in.
Yes?
I have an appointment with Mr. Warner. I'm Jack Benny.
Well, he's in conference. Would you mind waiting?
Not at all. Come on, Mary. Let's sit down over here.
You ought to be in picture.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, boom, boom, bing, bum.
Say, Jack, look at that fellow sitting on the other side of the room. Isn't that Danny Kaye?
Danny Kaye? Where?
Reading that newspaper.
Oh, yeah. He used to be such a nice kid.
Used to be? What did he ever do to you?
What did he do to me? Did you see him in Knock on Wood and White Christmas and that preview of his latest picture, Court Jester?
Yeah, and he was just great in all of them. What about it?
What about it? Who has three hits all in one year? What's he trying to do, show up Humphrey Bogart and William Holden and the rest of us?
Jack, I can't understand it. Every time somebody makes a little progress, you get sore at them.
I do not.
You do, too. When Lassie got her own television show, you were so mad you bit her.
I bit her. I snarled at her once, and you make a big thing out of it. Anyway, this is different. I practically gave Danny Kaye his start. Well, I remember the day he came to me for advice. I was fool enough to...
Jack, Danny sees you and he's coming over.
Oh, well, I'll just have to hide my feelings. Da-da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum, da-dee-da-da-dum.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello,
Danny.
Danny.
How are you, Jack?
I'm fine, fine. How's your mother, Danny?
Fine.
And your father?
Oh, he's fine, too.
Well, the next time you see him, tell him they certainly have a louse for a son.
What's the matter? What happened? I thought we were friends, Jack.
Friends. A lot you know about friendship. I heard about that rumor you're spreading around that you're the greatest comedian in pictures.
But, Jack, I didn't spread that rumor. And I'm sorry I'm having such a good year.
Oh, sure, sure.
And if it'll make you feel any better, I'm sorry I ever came to Hollywood.
I'll bet. I suppose they had to twist your arm to do Knock on Wood and White Christmas and The Poor Jester.
Well, I'm sorry they were a success and that I was funny in them.
Being sorry doesn't help. You made the pictures, you were a hit, and the damage is done. Too late to apologize.
Oh, Danny, don't pay any attention to him.
Mary, what's the matter with him?
Well, he's jealous of anyone that's a big success.
Oh, gosh, Jack, I wouldn't hurt you for the world, you know that. I know how you love show business. I wouldn't do anything to take the bread and margarine out of your mouth.
Go ahead. Keep talking. I know what you're thinking.
No, Jack, you've got me all wrong. I've always been your fan. I've followed your career for years.
You followed me?
Really?
Well.
Sure, Jack. And I could never hope to become as popular as you used to be.
Used to be?
Boostelwee, Yistelbars, Wastelbees, Boostel, Hensley Blues, Globalsleis, Yistelbai, Blendelsels, Boostelblues, as you are, I mean.
Well, that's better.
Honestly, Jack, you've always been my idol. I think you're the greatest comedian in the world.
You do?
Yeah, I think you're swell.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry I acted the way I did, Danny. I think you're pretty swell, too.
Yeah, but you're sweller than I am.
No, Danny, no. You're the swellest.
No, Jack, you're the swellest.
Well...
As soon as the swelling goes down, can I get a word in here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. Danny and I were just complimenting each other. And say, Danny, you know, Jack Warner sent for me because he's going to make a picture of my life. And to show you how much I really like you, I'm going to ask him if they can't... I'm going to ask him if they can't find something for you to do in my picture.
Oh, gee, that'd be swell.
Now, Danny, since I'm going to be in the picture, we won't need another comedian, but we will need a musical number. Do you have anything like that that you could do?
Yes, I do. I have a kind of an old-fashioned song that you might like, Jack. And I'll sing it. If you like it, you can have it, all right?
Okay, sure.
My kid brother was a lazy kid. One day's work is all the work that he did. He wrote a song entirely wrong. Up in Yonkers, it is going strong. Georgie Gordon and the other gang. Listen to the song that he sang. They said, cannot miss. It's bound to be a hit. How can it miss? How can it miss when the chorus goes like this? Wop, lily, lily of the valley. Lily, won't you be my pally? You're the sweetest little flower of the lot. Ooh, be my lily. I said, be my lily, and I'll be your forget-me-not. Sweetest little flower of the lot. Who be my lily? I said, be my lily. Won't you be my lily? Come on, be my lily. And I'll be your forget-me-not.
Danny, that was great. I'll find room for that in my picture if I have to cut myself out of one scene.
Thanks, Jack. I really hope you can fix it.
Oh, Mr. Benny, Mr. Warner will see you now.
Thank you. Come on, Mary. You too, Danny. Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Mr. Warner.
Hello, Jack. Hiya, Danny. Hello, Mary. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go out and get a chair for myself.
Oh, excuse me, Mary. Take my chair.
Well, Jack, I bet you're pretty excited now that we're going to make the story of your life.
Yes, I'm quite thrilled.
We've got the whole thing laid out, Jack. We start with the day you were born. Then comes a scene when you're starting school, your first date with a girl, your graduation, your enlistment in the Navy.
Aren't you doing a scene when he made his first bank deposit?
Oh, we passed that. That was the day he was born.
Danny, don't be so funny. Anyway, that picture's going to be directed by me.
You're going to direct the picture?
I'm going to write it, too.
Oh, direct it and write it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to supervise it?
I am.
Who's going to produce it?
I am.
Who's going to finance it?
May I have the next dance with you, Miss Livingston?
Danny, please.
Now, look, Jack, we've been making pictures for a long time, and you're not going to tell us how to run our business.
Well?
Now, get this. We're going to make a picture called The Life of Jack Benny, and you're not going to direct it.
I'm not?
No. And you're not going to write it, supervise it, or produce it.
Well, I guess you're right. I should be satisfied just starring in it.
Jack, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Mary, give me my chair back. What did you want to talk to me about, Mr. Warner?
Well, we feel that somebody else ought to play the part of Jack Benny.
Somebody else?
Yes.
For heaven's sake, what's the matter with me?
Well, you've been Jack Benny too long.
What?
We feel that we ought to inject some new blood.
New blood? Any blood will help.
Mary, keep out of this. Well, look, Mr. Warner, if you don't think I'm capable of playing myself in my own picture, who did you have in mind?
Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye?
Yes, that's why I sent for him.
You sent... Danny! Danny, don't just sit there. Say something. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, Danny, you knew about this all the time.
No, I didn't, Jack. Really, I didn't. This is all a big surprise to me.
Imagine even thinking of making the picture of my life without my being in it.
Oh, now, Jack, I didn't say you weren't going to be in it. I have something very important for you.
You have?
Yes. You're going to play the part of your father.
I'm going to play my own father?
Yes. Danny Kaye will be your son. And I think Mary will be excellent in the part of Jack's childhood sweetheart.
So do I. You keep out of this.
Yes, Papa.
Oh, my Papa, to me he was so wonderful.
Oh, Papa, me, you traitor.
Oh. All right, boys, all right. Let's cut this out. Now, boys, here's a scene I want you to try, Danny. It's where you come in and ask your father for money to buy a violin. You read the father's part, Jack.
Okay, I'll never know why.
Stop mumbling. Go ahead, Danny. Remember, you're asking your father for money, and you're Jack Benny at the age of 9.
Boy, what a tough part. Papa, you know, I would never say, could I have a tool for the hard life, Papa?
Wait a minute. When I was 9 years old, I could talk. Now, read it right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Danny. Ask the old man again.
Oh, arrogant Papa. Oh, would like to have 4,000 yen to buy a little...
Yeah, wait, what's the idea? What's the idea of doing Japanese?
Well, isn't Waukegan in Japan?
Well,
No, it's in Illinois.
Jeepers. All right, try it again, Danny. Try it again. Now, remember, you're a little country boy.
Okay.
Hey, Paul.
When I was a kid, a moron.
And besides, you outgrew it.
Yes, heavens to Betsy.
Now, Danny, you better try it as a city boy.
City boy?
Yeah.
Hey, Pa. Look, I've been waiting ready for 25 years. I'd like to have two, three...
Now, cut that out! Mr. Warner, if this is the way you're going to do the story of my life, you can drop the whole thing.
All right, then we won't make the picture.
Well, now let's not be so hasty. What's bothering you?
You're bothering me, and I'm sick of it. We're not going to make the life of Jack Benny.
Well, that's okay with me. Goodbye. Come on, Mary. Come on, Danny. I'm sorry they're not going to do the picture of your life, Jack.
Oh, that's all right, Danny. After all, I'm on radio and television. As a matter of fact, I do a television show tonight.
You do? Gee, I'd like to see that. You know, I've never done any television.
Well, Danny, why don't you walk over to the TV studio with me?
Look, Jack, I walked over to your radio show and wound up doing a free guest shot. From now on, you walk alone.
Okay, good night, Danny. See you on TV, folks.
Jack Benny Show tonight was written by Milt Josephsberg, John Tackerberry, Al Goldman, Al Gordon, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.
That was from March 6, 1955. The final original Jack Benny radio show would air just 2 months later. He would remain on television, though, until 1965. Now, as he was born on Valentine's Day way back in 1894, we are spending the entire show this time with him. And the first part of the next one as well. You see, coming up next on When Radio Was, we will begin an episode from one day after his 59th birthday. It originates from Palm Springs and features a famed crooner as a special guest. It will begin right after this break.
Personal notice, changes my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
It's Bob Bailey as troubleshooter for hire, George Valentine, in Radio Spirit's exciting 8-CD collection, Let George Do It, Sweet Poison. This man of many talents will take on just about any job for a price.
Dear Mr. Valentine, recently I've had reason to investigate and reassure myself of your integrity. I'm quite confident that you can handle a rather small task for me with the utmost secrecy. I say small, but it's a matter of great urgency to me. I only hope that it doesn't surprise you too much that I should be appealing for help.
Let George Do It, Sweet Poison is regularly $31.95. But today, When Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95. That's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code George77.
George, oh, your cheek's bleeding.
It's okay.
Here, give me the keys.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brooksy. He said the office was locked, but I don't remember locking it. No, it's not. What in the name of... Mr. Paulson.
Oh.
Here's the gun. It's got a silencer. And guess what, Brooksy? He's about as dead as a bullet will make a man.
Francis Robinson co-stars as Brooksy, with Wally Mayer as Lieutenant Riley. They stick by George's side as he deals with clients who run the gamut from ruthless to ridiculous in 16 action-packed adventures. Order Let George Do It Sweet Poison today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code George77.
George!
Come on, Angel.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I got to experience something outdoors that I've never done before. What is that? Working a trot line. I'll explain more about this way of fishing right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
I learned setting out a trot line is a science and is a very effective way to catch fish. Bait each hook with crawfish or another bait. Set the line and check it the next day. You can catch a lot of fish and big fish quick. To learn more about this process, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and this birthday celebration of Jack Benny. Like many Hollywood stars at the time, Benny had a vacation home out in Palm Springs, California. And occasionally he would broadcast his show from that desert retreat. This is an example of just that. It's from February 15th, 1953.
Broadcasting from the American Legion Hall in Palm Springs, California, the Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you a man who, after 1 week in Palm Springs, has become a picture of health. He was on the golf course Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, looking for the ball he lost on Monday. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since this is our second week...
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Jack, did you really lose a golf ball?
Certainly, Don. I even asked you to help me look for it all over the desert. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since this is our second week...
Oh, Jack, something tells me you tricked me.
I tricked you?
Yes. As we were coming past Roger's stable, you said, Don, you'll never find the ball that way. Stoop over. I did. You threw a saddle on me, and for the rest of the day, tried to rent me out for $1.25 an hour.
He found out. I thought I was being subtle, too. You know, I can't... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, everybody.
Mary, why didn't you show up for rehearsal this morning?
Well, if you must know, for one thing, I was busy moving out of that hotel where you're living.
But, Mary, I've stayed in that hotel for the last 2 weeks. It may be small and crowded, but it's a lovely place.
Some lovely place. This morning, a guest bawled me off for using the roller towel.
Why?
He was sleeping in it.
Well, Mary, it's the height of the season. People have to sleep where they can. As a matter of fact, I happen to know that last night, some people had to sleep in the police station.
Jack, that was the orchestra, and the height of the season had nothing to do with it.
Say, Barry, you're kidding about the orchestra being arrested, aren't you?
No, I'm not, Don.
Well, for heaven's sakes, what'd they do?
I don't know about the others, but the police found Remley lying against the curb, and he hadn't put a penny in the parking meter.
Mary, stop making up jokes. Now, you know the boys in the band. Oh, hello, Bob.
Hiya, Jack. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Bob.
Well, Bob, are you still enjoying yourself here in Palm Springs?
Pretty good.
What do you mean, pretty good? You're living at one of the swankiest places in town, the El Mirador.
That's right, Bob. And you know, during the war, the El Mirador was a hospital, but it isn't anymore.
Well, I wish someone would tell the waiters.
Why?
Well, last night I ordered borscht.
Borscht? Mm. Well, didn't it taste good?
Who knows? They laid me on the table and shot it in my arm.
You're kidding.
Kidding. Look at this muscle. It's a potato.
Well, how do you like that?
And then for dessert, they gave me an anesthetic.
Well, Bob, that had nothing to do with the dinner. Everybody who lives in the El Mirador gets an anesthetic.
Yeah, but why?
That way they can give you the bill and you won't come to till you go through banning.
Well, That explains a lot of things.
That really explains a lot of things.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, when I drove up to the place, the bellboy came out, carried in my wallet, and left my bags in the driveway.
Sorry I took your line then, Bob. Anything happens when you do that. I take his line, he takes somebody else's. That's because we don't rehearse, you know. Well, anyway, at the El Mirador is really one of the nicest. Come in.
Telegram for Mr. Jack Benny.
I'll take it, boy.
Here you are.
Oh, just a minute, boy. Have you got change for a $5 bill?
Change for a $5? Yeah, I think so.
Good, good. Here's the $5 bill.
All right, here's your change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, boy, you can go now.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Benny. Thank you. This is my lucky day.
Wait a minute, boy. What do you mean this is your lucky day? Mr. Benny gave you a $5 bill, and you gave him back 5 ones. What are you so happy about?
When you do business with him and break even, it ain't bad.
He'll be back with more of the Jack Benny Show right after we take a short break. Stay tuned.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back. You're just in time for more Jack Benny on When Radio Was.
Of course not. Go already.
Jack, who's the telegram from?
Just a minute. I'll see. It's from Dennis Day. Says, sorry, I can't be on the program today, so I'm sending a substitute singer to take my place. The reason I'm missing the program is because I'm eloping with Marilyn Monroe. However, I'm silly enough to be back with you next week. That crazy kid making up jokes for a telegram. It's 6 cents a word. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Jack, why did he say he's sending over a substitute? I can sing.
Why, certainly, Bob. That's exactly what you're going to do. Any substitute that Dennis would send over would probably be some silly jerk who doesn't even know how to... Now, who can that be? Come in.
Jack, look who it is.
Bing Crosby. Well, Bing.
Just call me substitute.
Bing, I'm surprised, actually amazed, that you're the one that's taking Dennis's place today.
Why, Jack? What's so amazing about that?
Well, let's face it. How can a kid like Dennis afford to pay a big star like you for a guest appearance?
Wait a minute, Jack. Dennis isn't paying me anything. The kid and I worked out an exchange deal.
An exchange?
Mm-hmm. I do a guest shot for him today, and he caddies for me tomorrow.
Well, Bing, I don't like to cast aspersions on your business ability, but I think Dennis got the best of you on the deal.
No, he didn't, Jack. You see, tomorrow I'm playing a match with Ben Hogan at $100 a hole.
Wait a minute, you can't beat Ben Hogan. He's the best golfer in the country.
That's what I want with Dennis. He'll drive Hogan nuts.
Oh. There's some writing. I got three O's in there.
Redundant.
You know,
I'm here.
You know my whole gang, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Say hi, fellas. And hello, Mary.
Hello, Bing.
Well, I guess I know everybody except who's the fella standing over there? I'm your brother. I didn't recognize you. How are you, Robert?
I'm fine, Bing. Gosh, I haven't seen you for months. In fact, not since I started working on Jack's program.
Gee, no wonder I didn't recognize you, kid. You got a lot thinner.
Wait a minute, Bing. If Bob lost any weight, it's not Jack's fault.
Certainly not.
Bob's working for peanuts, and peanuts are fattening.
Well, thank you, Mary. You know, Bing, it's quite a coincidence having you on the program. Only 3 weeks ago, we had your sidekick, Bob Hope, as a guest star.
Oh, really? How was old Sickle Snoot?
Sickle Snoot? Why do you call Hope that?
Well, his nose looks like a bagel with one bite out of it. I just... You think that's pretty?
It does. You know, it does at that. Uh-huh.
Say, Bing, you and Bob Hope have made an awful lot of pictures together, haven't you?
Yes, and don't hit that word awful so hard, will you? Just kind of gloss that. Anyway, Beagle Beak is a little mad about it now because, you know, in every picture we make, I get the girl.
Oh, is that what makes him mad?
No, I get the money, too.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Bing, with everything else you have, why are you so interested in money? Believe me, you can't take it with you.
They finally convinced you, huh?
Well, almost.
Say, Bing, what are you doing down here in Palm Springs?
Well, I've been doing some broadcasts, Marion. I've been writing my autobiography.
No kidding.
Yeah, finally finished all the writing. I've titled it Call Me Lucky.
Say, Bing, the story of your life must be very interesting. Tell me about it.
Well, I was born in Tacoma, Washington, and... I tell you about it, Jack. You can read it in the Saturday Evening Post.
Oh, yes, the Saturday Evening mm-hmm. Post, sure. That's only 15 cents.
Comes in 8 installments.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Well, Jack, this thing starts in the February 14th edition of the Saturday Evening Post, and you can read it there.
I know, but I want to hear the whole story at once. I don't want to wait 8 weeks.
Well, all right. You see, my life story starts off with my birth in the year 1914.
1914. Mm-hmm. See, this is 1953. 14 from 53. That would make you 39. Bing, you can't be 39.
What's the matter? You got it patented or something?
No, it's just that
finders keepers.
It is not. Look, Bing, do you have a copy of your autobiography with you?
Yeah, you got it all right here, just as it appears in the Post.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. Suppose I read the story while you sing your song.
Well, what makes you think he'll sing a song?
What makes you think I won't? Open up your heart and let love shine through.
Open up your heart and make my dreams come true. Why do you just hide behind it? Loosen up the chains that bind it. Open up your heart and let me in. Baby, I've been mighty lonesome. Baby, I've been mighty blue. And the reason for it all is plain to see. From the very first day I met you, you've been walking in all my dreams. It's time you gave a little thought to me. Butterfly loves the sunshine, and the pelican loves the sea, and the meadowlark loves to sing his happy song. Not one of them gets as lonesome as a lovesick bird like me, and it's all because my chickadee done me wrong. Why don't you open up your heart and let the love shine through? Open up your heart and make my dreams come true. Throw away the key that fits it. Tell them I'm the one that gets it. Open up your heart and let me in. Open up your heart and let me in.
With Bing Crosby wrapping up the tune, that was the first half of the Jack Benny program originating from Palm Springs, California, on the evening of February 15, 1953, or just one day after Jack Benny's 39th birthday. Well, that's what he would have said. Actually, it was his 59th, as he had been born on Valentine's Day 1894 in Chicago and raised in Waukegan. Speaking of age, earlier Bing would joke about being born in 1914, which of course was not the case. He was actually born in 1903, if at least one report can be trusted. You see, there was a debate for years about his actual birth year. Bing himself celebrated it as May 2, 1904, but it was later proven that he was born a year earlier and on the 3rd. Ah, but it's not his special day we are honoring, but rather the host of the comedy program we just played. The second half of that one there will air at the beginning of our next show. My question this time, do you know why Benjamin Kubelski changed his name to Jack Benny? I'll have the answer and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
There's no business like show. It is appealing.
MusicRewind.com presents Hollywood Hits, 60 original recordings from the golden age of Hollywood film, featuring your favorite stars, including Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and Marilyn Monroe, to name just a few.
Go wrong, because I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
This 3-CD collection of enduring classics from the greatest musicals features songs from South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, Calamity Jane, Oklahoma, Carousel, Showboat, and many more.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Order Hollywood Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 for this 3-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code MUSICAL77.
I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now, and Hollywood Hits can be yours today for only $19.98. Remember promo code MUSICAL77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's MUSICAL77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten. Yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about our birthday boy, Jack Benny. He was born Benny Kubelski on Valentine's Day, 1894. But why did he change his name? Well, you see, as a young man, he was working on the vaudeville stages playing his violin as part of a musical duo with pianist Cora Salisbury. A then-famous violinist named Jan Kubelik thought the young vaudevillian entertainer's last name was too similar to his own, and he thought it might damage his reputation. So Benjamin Kubelski agreed to change his name to Ben K. Benny, and then later he started using the first name Jack. There you go. I'm Greg Bell, and that's going to do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.